news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Overseas financial markets open for business for another week, and they picked up right where they left off last week. They plunged after China retaliated for big tariff hikes imposed by the U.S. President Trump is standing by his policy, insisting this short-term pain will lead to long-term gain. He puts it this way, sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. The U.S. Treasury Secretary says the administration has already heard from dozens of countries since tariffs were increased last week.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's up to President Trump to determine how long tariffs will last, but that the president has, quote, created maximum leverage for himself. End quote.
More than 50 countries have approached the administration about lowering their non-tariff trade barriers, lowering their tariffs, stopping currency manipulation.
Bessent says tariffs are not something you can negotiate away in days or weeks, but he says with Friday's jobs numbers well above expectations, he doesn't think there will be a recession. Donna Water, Washington.
A federal judge is ordering the return of a Salvadoran national to the U.S. The man was deported to a prison in El Salvador. A judge ordering the 29-year-old's return by day's end. The Trump administration argues that the judge lacks jurisdiction. Rivers are rising and flooding has worsened across the South and parts of the Midwest, threatening communities already heavily damaged by days of heavy rains and storms that killed at least 18 people. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has attended the funeral of a second unvaccinated child who succumbed to the measles in Texas. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 1,250 points. NASDAQ futures off 614. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Your dog's diet should be as colorful as yours. Dr. Fido's Dog Food Topper, a plant-based topper featuring ingredients from 40 whole foods, just stir into their food to enrich your dog's diet. Vet developed, dog trusted. But don't just take our word for it.
She even used to work cattle and lots of miles under her feet, and she is happier on the Dr. Fido's. I've been super impressed with it.
Go to drfidos.com today and subscribe to save $20 each month. That's drphytos.com.
Five.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
We've had some light rain in the area and looks like some more to come, and already a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. They just cleared it from the roadway in the last 10 minutes. Outer Loop, University Boulevard, we're backed up already back to and beyond the ramp at I-95. It's now on the shoulder, but already it's a quick 10-minute delay for the traffic eventually around Route 29, Georgia Avenue, and around to the Mormon Temple. About 10 minutes of the hour, Baltimore County rolled up on a wreck, maybe minor injuries, Eastern Avenue, right at the bridge at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Much cooler temperatures today as a cold front makes its way through the Mid-Atlantic. We're also dealing with some showers off and on today. 52 will be as warm as we get. The sun shines back tomorrow, but we don't warm up much. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is a moderate morning outside. Temperatures right now are somewhere in the 40s to 50s, depending on where you are in the area. Pikesville has 44 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore, it is 50 exactly. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and yes, there's a bit of wet stuff out there, so you could have some slippery spots on the highways as you head to work this morning. Thousands of people gathered in Baltimore Saturday, that is, for a hands-off rally to speak out against the Trump administration and the Doge cuts led by Elon Musk. Organizers from the Free State Coalition say nearly 3,000 people took part in the demonstration in Baltimore City Hall, and the creative signs and energy were empowering. The 90-day Maryland General Assembly session is scheduled to end at midnight tonight. Lawmakers began the legislative session with the task of finding ways to close a $3 billion budget deficit while addressing the state's needs. Three people dead after a fiery crash on Saturday night. A Maryland State Police trooper conducting a traffic stop at around 11 p.m. on the Beltway near Greenspring Avenue when the driver took off. The trooper did not give chase and had deactivated his emergency lights. A few minutes later, the trooper saw the vehicle fully engulfed in flames on a grassy area off the ramp to southbound I-83. According to the preliminary investigation, the Jeep was attempting to exit onto the ramp when the driver lost control, hit an embankment and a tree before catching fire. And the trial of the suspect accused of murdering a Harford County mom of five resumes today in Bel Air. Opening statements were delivered Friday in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, and the jury heard from Morin's mother, it's Rachel Morin's mom, who testified about the day she went missing in August of 2023. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another defensive lapse cost the Orioles yesterday in a 4-1 loss to Kansas City.
His first home run yesterday. He's now driven in four.
And to center field, Mateo is out there today. And that ball sliced away from him and carried over his head. And here's Junior on his way to third. And he's in there with a one-out triple.
Call on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Mateo's miscue opened the gates for a 3-run first off Cade Povich, and the left-hander ended up allowing a career-high 13 hits in 6 innings pitch. The Birds meekly muster just 5 as Baltimore takes a 4-1 loss at Kansas City. After the game, the skipper was asked about Mateo in center field.
He works on it every single day, especially since with the Cowser injury. I stand away from Cedric today. It was an opportunity. The first ball I thought was, he probably misjudged it with the wind a little bit.
Mateo replaced Mullins in center field, who was just out for a day of rest. History was made yesterday on Long Island as the chase that sports fans have been following all season long came to an end.
Strom crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Quite a moment for sports fans and sports history yesterday. Joe Beninati had to call a monumental. The great one was in attendance. They hugged on the red carpet. Ovechkin with 895 career goals in 1,497 games. Wayne Gretzky with 894 in 1,497 games. And a sidebar, the Caps lose to the Islanders 4-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Final Four is set in San Antonio. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville. From Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, Star
start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, April 7, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliot.
Coming up in this hour, Democrats look to pass a couple of anti-Ikes bills by midnight tonight. Dr. Fauci versus Dr. Bhattacharya over the CCP virus. But the top story here today, it is the final day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, sine die, as it is known. And over the weekend, heated negotiations, a budget conference committee did agree, on the largest historic tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland, $1.6 billion.
It's going to be crippling.
It's going to be hurting Maryland and Maryland homeowners and everybody.
It's exactly like O'Malley, because when you have a structural deficit and you know next year you're going to have another structural deficit, that means by definition you're overspending. So we're going to come back next year with another structural deficit, and the Democrats are going to say, well, what new lever can we pull to raise taxes on Marylanders?
Yeah, some of the levers include a $5 per tire tax to be levied at the time of purchase.
A what?
A $5 per tire, so it's going to cost you $20 when you buy tires just for the taxes.
Amazing.
On top of the sales tax you're already paying. The committee also agreed to raise the vehicle excise tax from 6 to 6.5%. Lawmakers kept the 3% tech tax, or a new tax on data and IT services, but carved out more industries for exemptions, including quantum and cybersecurity. Channel 45 Mackenzie Frost asking the Democrat in charge of budget and taxation, Guy Gazone of Howard County, how this thing is going to get figured out.
What will that mean for the average Marylander, though, who uses some of these services? Will they see an impact from this tech tax?
I don't see a great impact there. It really is on the service to service, from business to business.
That won't be any great impact. $1.6 billion, so it won't be that great of an impact on consumers. But the Republican senator from Maryland, Paul Quarterman, says we will pay.
As fees are increased from businesses, the pass down goes to the people that pay for the services.
Of course. Yeah, of course it does. That's the way it works in Econ 101. Other taxes include cannabis tax, raises 9 to 12%. Tax on sports betting, 15 to 20%. 6% sales tax on vending machine sales. Implementing a rental car excise tax. Speeding up implementation of the vehicle registration fee increases. So if you've already paid yours, it's going to be a great question. You paid for a two-year deal. I'm wondering now if that's going to get wiped out. Now you got to pay next year. 2% capital gains tax on filers with more than $350,000 in income. And brand new tax brackets where folks are going to be upper middle class are going to get hit pretty hard. And those that are getting any kind of tax relief, on average, $53.
Amazing.
Everything else is going to get wiped out by the 338 fee increases that we had in the first term of Governor Westmore, who's largely been kind of AWOL in the last week or so.
It's like he's gone back into a shuttle.
Yeah, the turtle. The smiling turtle. Back into a shell.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Coming off of a very successful weekend on the links, which means he's snookered a couple other guys and they're giving him money for playing golf. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Well, that's when you claim that you're 75 years old, you have 100
yes,
handicap. They say, okay, we'll give you 2 strokes a hole.
Caveat emptor, right, Chuck?
And they get destroyed. Light rain. Already some weather-related delays there. Beltway west side, 795 working its way down to I-70. The lanes are open, but the pace is already getting slow. BW Parkway, we've seen about the same thing. Route 100, Arundel Mills, down to Route 32, coming north towards 197. Going to be a little slower just because the streets are wet. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway remains on the shoulder. Outer loop at University Boulevard. There's a new minor wreck in Arundel County, 170 at Route 32. And again, about a half an hour ago, Baltimore County had a wreck at Eastern Avenue right at the bridge at 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says cloudy start to the day. Chance of showers on and off 52. Right now we got some light rain, 46 in Columbia, and some light rain and drizzle in Owings Mills, 44. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Hundreds of thousands of Americans took to the streets on Saturday in what was called the hands-off protest against Donald Trump. Trump is responding with a 1,000,000% tariff on poster boards and magic markers.
A sharp decrease in Sharpie sales.
You're right. Largely Soros-funded, scripted, paid protesters, you name it. And, of course, he had a mixture of paid protesters and aging hippies taking to the streets.
They're busting them in.
Yeah. Laura Loomer caught it on a bunch of people coming into D.C. By a bus. These are the nondescript, you know, the same kinds of buses that showed up on J6?
Yep, right.
Same exact
the gray
thing.
Buses.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. New study claims that Americans are choosing their doctors based on the doctor's politics. How about that?
That's a stupid
good idea.
Yeah. You want to know if your doctor is a Republican or a Democrat? It's easy. His last name is Oz. He's a Republican. Chuck's
powerful.
Chuck's urologist is Dr. Goldwater. So, just saying. Also a Republican.
By the way, that's a condition.
Attorney General of Texas is investigating Kellogg's, known for products like Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, over false claims that the cereals are healthy.
Huh.
Okay. A Kellogg spokesperson said, nothing new here. They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yes.
What's your
magically
first,
delicious.
What's your first clue? Fruit is spelled F-R-O-O-T.
Yes.
Okay? That's your first clue there. Elsewhere, the Microsoft turning 50 this week.
No kidding.
Yeah. So now even they need help from the kids.
What's really nice, folks, is we're actually operating on the latest I.O. right here in the studio. We have Microsoft, Vista, I think, is what we're working on. We're looking forward to Microsoft 95 at some point.
I think I have.
Wow.
I can't possibly have 7, do I?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I've got 11 in my office. I got the latest Microsoft in the office.
Yeah, I'm
here in the studio.
I still have Windows 65. He's working on dial-up.
Okay. National Beer Day, more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. It just happens. Yeah.
Oh, how come I don't have any here then?
All right, well, we'll have to get you some.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in our Chuck's Food News segment. Do you remember this show?
Don't.
Dennis the Menace.
Oh, really? That's it? Oh, wow.
The show only ran 4 years, 1959.
That's it?
To 1963. I always thought it was on for much longer than that.
I did too.
But then it spent decades in reruns, and that's why we created that. Jay North, who played Dennis the Menace, has passed away.
Oh, that's too bad.
He died yesterday in Lake Butler, Florida. He was 73, lost his battle with colorectal cancer. He was 6 when he started, and 10 when the show was canceled. But I did not know this. Jay North was one of the first to speak out against the treatment of children on TV and Hollywood sets. And he said his experience was awful.
I hate Dennis the Menace. I thought Dennis the Menace was a piece of garbage. I absolutely despise that show. It's an evil, vile system. The people in it who run it are cruel. They are insensitive. They don't care about anybody but making money. My aunt, if I didn't live up to her unrealistic expectations, she would hit me, physically abuse me. I would go in and I would do a scene, and I would come off the set and everybody would say, hey, you did a great job. And then I would get a slap across the face, or taken into the dressing room and get a spanking or a verbal tongue lashing or whatever. And she would just physically, she would grab my hair and, you know, just shake me and just made life a living hell for the whole 4 years. And my uncle was very abusive too. The cast was wonderful. I want to make that very clear up front. All wonderful people and very, very supportive of me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason why it lasted 4 years.
Horrible system, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes back to Shirley Temple being told, I forgot which set this was, when she was a little kid, in order to get her to cry convincingly, they had given her a puppy, and they came and said, your puppy just died. And she got to crying, quick, this is the scene. I mean, it's really horribly manipulative of little kids.
Yeah. I wonder how Opie, how he did.
I think he did all right, from what I remember.
I don't remember any massive stories that he was mistreated on the set of... What was it? Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith Show, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so, but again, I never knew that Jay North had that experience.
No, I mean,
awful.
What he should have done was taken a baseball bat that he used to use on Mr. Wilson and whacked their ass.
Exactly.
That's a thought.
Right, the kneecaps.
One of those torpedo bats.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Just high enough to do the kneecaps. That's all you got to do.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620, 410, 922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. Tonight at midnight, the Maryland General Insane Asylum 2025 version will end at Sunny Die, and with a massive historic tax increase on Marylanders, again, these so-called... Here's the thing with the tech tax, 3%, they're going to leave it up to the Maryland Comptroller to figure out how to apply that. They will be implementing the tax, according to the Democrats in charge. And so when you go in not knowing how the thing is configured, where it's going to be applied, and you're going to just leave it, you know what, behind closed doors to the Maryland Comptroller's Office, I'm sorry, but I smell a rat. Mm-hmm. In that whole thing. All right, we'll get your calls and comments, your reaction to that, plus much, much more, and what other bills passed, and there's still a few on the table left for tonight by midnight, so there's still much more damage that could be done here in the state of Maryland. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy, or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. And then the return of the Kim. She's back today, yes? So Kim Plasek is back from 9 till noon today on the Kim Plasek Live right here, 9 to noon. And, of course, after that, Rob Carson on New Med. So he's very calm now. Sounds like a PBS announcer. Trust me on this one. 623. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck on the Capitol Beltway may be clear. I was just looking at the camera right before New Hampshire Avenue. Pace is a little bit better, but it's raining, so it's not really going to recover. The wreck was on the shoulder at University Boulevard. Happened around 5:30. So over here at the ramp and then down the hill towards Georgia Avenue, despite the rain, at least right now, the lanes are moving. Made a quick check through Annapolis. Yeah, they're getting the rain. See the spray from the vehicles. So far, the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. The lanes are open in and out of Rundle County. There's a minor wreck, 170, near the intersection there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy today, chances showers on and off, and 52 the expected high right now. Rain for the next hour, 48 in Annapolis, 45 in Ellicott City with light rain as well. Final day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, Sine Die as it is known, and largest tax increase in history is slated to be approved and put into place tonight. Allegedly, $2 billion in spending and program cuts, but we'll reserve our judgment to see where that, if that happens. I do believe we're going to be looking, especially since they're going to lose federal funding because of their, again, refusal to cooperate with immigration, their refusal to cooperate with the curriculum that the Department of Education, they're going to yank money from there. So again, I think there's a trigger in this budget that if they lose $1 billion or more in federal funding, then that requires Governor Moore to go back in and work with the General Insane Asylum, and they're going to have to do that in special session. So I think we're headed towards a special session. The question is when. July 1st is when most of these take place, these changes. And again, we could see a special session either late summer or early fall. So we've got that. We've got a reparations commission that has been, again, established. We still have most of the blueprint in, for the future intact with its $3 billion a year in spending, at least over the next several years. We have the Red Line to Nowhere. It's being funded by some of the transportation fund, which has been appropriated, pardon the word. We also have the Second Look Act, where people that have been found guilty of murder between the ages of 18 and 25 after they spent 20 years in prison, they could get out early. Now, let's let out some murderers on the streets. And, of course, we've got the two bills on the ICE bills. More on that coming up a little bit later on in this hour. Is going to, again, not keep the public safe here in this state. We have the Child Victims Act, which passed, and that is if you are a sexually abused child and it was at the hands of a state agency or employee, well, you're going to get much less than that would have if it happened by a private company or, let's say, the Catholic Church or the Boy Scouts or whatever the case may be. So,
how do they morally justify that?
There is no morals in this session. There are just none. And the parlor game tricks they played with House Bill 161, they completely gutted the bill. That was the one that was going to impose sex ed, gender identity ed in K through 3 or K through 5, and parents would not be able to opt out. All right, so the good news is that that's gone, but the bad news is they've replaced it with something which could be even worse.
Yeah.
So we'll share that with you a little bit later on in the show as well. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Jim. And first of all, I want to wish you and all your listeners a happy Jewish Passover holiday. The 8-day festival starts this coming Saturday night with the first Seder and goes through Sunday during the day, the following Sunday, April 20th. Here's a question. They want to raise taxes on just about everything from A to Z. But really, besides what you just described with education, with federal cuts and all that, what do they really want to spend their money on? They don't really, they're not really concerned about education, not really concerned about the children or anybody else or victims and all that. So what is the real operandum?
It seems to me that the ongoing theme, besides, look, two things with the Democrats, the progressive version, one is they continue to grow government. The budget continues to increase no matter what. So even though they're claiming that we're spending in program cuts, the budget increased by $1 billion. So that's in their DNA. I mean, that's what they do. They tax and spend and grow government. The other is in the last 3 to 4 sessions, we've seen this criminal coddling. And, again, they want to make sure they get as many, especially black prisoners or inmates, out of jail as possible. They don't want to send them in the first place. That's the whole juvenile justice nonsense. And then as many minorities that have been what they believe wrongfully targeted and convicted, no matter what their crime, be it murder, be it rape, be it sexual abuse, they want to get them back out on the streets as soon as possible.
Are they arguing, Sean, that it is that they have been convicted wrongly, or somehow that the fact that they've even been put on trial is wrong because of their race?
They are arguing that Maryland's incarceration rates, I think, are third worst behind Mississippi. I can't remember the other state, are the third worst in the country. That we incarcerate more black and brown individuals than just about any other state. And so the question is why? Is it discriminatory? Is it profiling? Our police, that largely many of these police forces are made up of black and brown police officers.
Yeah.
So that's the big question, and I'd like to see a full study and some data on that. We have not gotten that so far. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny wants to sell your home. He's got a database, tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that's why everything he has done at his company is with that in mind. So whether it's the sell your home, stay in your home program, you can do that up to 12 months. The trade in your home program, the fixer-upper program, he's got a program for just about every situation. That's why so many people utilize Vinny. And best of all, the program that really works is that once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. So once you agree on asking price, time frame, if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. All right, time for the latest news headlines. Up next, Fauci versus Dr. Bhattacharya over the CCP virus. Latest headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The 90-day Maryland General Assembly session is scheduled to end at midnight tonight. Lawmakers began the legislative session with the task of finding ways to close a $3 billion budget deficit while addressing the state's needs. Both House and Senate have approved budget plans that include more than $1 billion in new taxes and fees and spending cuts to address that deficit. Three people dead after a fiery crash on Saturday night. Maryland State Police Trooper was conducting a traffic stop at around 11 p.m. on the Beltway near Greenspring Avenue. The driver took off. The trooper did not give chase and had deactivated his emergency lights. A few minutes later, the trooper saw the vehicle fully engulfed in flames on a grassy area off the ramp to southbound I-83. According to the preliminary investigation, the Jeep was attempting to exit onto the ramp when the driver lost control, hit an embankment, and a tree then before catching fire. The driver and two passengers pronounced dead at the scene. Trial of the suspect accused of murdering a Harford County mother of five resumes today in Bel Air. Opening statements were delivered Friday in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, and the jury heard from Morin's family, who testified about the day she went missing on August 2023. The director of the Baltimore City Board of Elections has passed away at the age of 71. Armistead Jones died Friday, just hours after he announced that he would be retiring effective May 1st. Baltimore City Democrat Delegate Melissa Wells announced Jones' death to members of the House on Saturday and offered prayers for his family. And city police investigating Sunday morning shootings that left one man dead, another injured in East Baltimore. One victim shot in the 1700 block of Asquith Street shortly after 2:30 in the morning, taken to a hospital in stable condition. It's 6:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three, Lauderdale, 842. Your pick four, 3768. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty solid on the west side already with the light rain. Very heavy looking at you live here, 795. It doesn't get better till we clear the ramp at Route 40 and then start down the hill from Frederick Road. So already now, tail end of this to get down just to Frederick Road, an extra 10, 12, maybe 15 minutes on the outer loop. Parkville side is still good. The inner loop of Greenspring is okay. JFX, as always, when it rains, watch your speed. Anywhere between Northern Parkway and downtown, it's not bad. 895 is backed up a little slow already, well before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 95 is starting to fill in now, southbound at the top of the hill after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Much cooler temperatures today as a cold front makes its way through the Mid-Atlantic. We're also dealing with some showers off and on today. 52 will be as warm as we get. The sun shines back tomorrow, but we don't warm up much. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now
keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports, I'm getting ahead of myself here, is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the Orioles' woes continued yesterday in Kansas City as a first-inning miscue by Jorge Mateo resulted in a Bobby Witt Jr. triple, starting a three-run rally off Cade Povich, and the Royals made it stand up in a 4-1 win over Baltimore. Birds dropping their second straight series and are 4-6 on the season. After the game, manager Brendan Hine acknowledging the obvious.
Today's frustrating. First game of the series here was frustrating. We can play a lot better baseball. We had five hits or six hits, whatever we had. We had scored one run, and that was on a wild pitch. So we got to do a better job offensively from a consistency standpoint.
Orioles in Arizona tonight for a 9:40 first pitch with the Diamondbacks. Zach Eflin on the hill. And by the way, the Birds scheduled to miss Corbin Burns in this series. He pitched yesterday in D.C., took the loss 5-4 to the Nats. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays gave Vlad Guerrero a 14-year, $500 million contract, no deferred money on that deal to Guerrero. On the ice yesterday, hockey history made on Long Island.
Strom crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Another superb call by Joe Beninati on Monumental, and Locker was at his side, thank God. Ovechkin with 895 career goals in the same amount of games that Gretzky scored 894, and that is 1,487 games. Here is Alex Ovechkin at the mic after the game.
I still can't believe it. And, you know, it was so emotional. It was so such a great night, but This is something crazy.
Maryland men's basketball earns their first couple commitments. Former Texas A&M forward Pharrell Payne averaged 10.4 points and 5 rebounds per game last season. He'll join Buzz Williams in College Park. And now Solomon Washington will also follow Williams as he's committed to Maryland. A 6'7 junior guard, 4.5 points, 5.1 rebounds for Texas A&M this past year, starting 23 games. Jacoby Gillespie, by the way, moves to Tennessee, not to Villanova. He's from Greenville, Tennessee. He played at Belmont there, and as expected, Maryland freshman center Derek Queen makes his way to the NBA draft. The Final Four is set. What a comeback by Houston over Duke. They'll take on Florida, who beat Auburn. And finally, the UConn women won their 12th national title yesterday, but their first since 2016, 82-59 over South Carolina. The time now is 6:37. When we return, we discuss some hockey history.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP Rollover Services Specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, I was telling you guys before, obviously I'm thrilled that, you know, Ovechkin broke the record. But I love the chase, and I just love Joe Beninati's calls every night, and just the, you know, just the anticipation of it all.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he's called every season of his career, all 20.
It's quite possible.
I know radio has changed up the play-by-play guys.
Yeah.
But I think he's called every single one.
That would be, you know what, and I'm sure they've done this because they're on it. Yeah. They probably have every single call cataloged, and they may even release them.
I did notice, because I know you do play-by-play.
Yeah.
Are you completely spontaneous, or do you jot some stuff down?
I jot stuff down.
Yeah, because it looked to me, when he was making the call, he looked down and looked, maybe something that he wrote for the goal,
right,
for the historic goal.
And not only that, but If you listen to his calls, like, over time, mm-hmm, these last 20, let's say, you can't make that stuff up spontaneously.
Yeah.
You know, like, he knew what he was going to say. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, no.
I mean, this is history.
It is. You want to be prepared. You want to make sure you don't blow it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, when Ovechkin afterwards said, one small goal for me, one giant goal for mankind, I had a sense that
might
have
rehearsed. I was telling Gary,
leave it to Bruce.
Yeah. That Ovechkin set the record in,
yes,
the same amount of games. Actually, yeah, broke great. The record.
Yeah, broke the record.
The same amount of games, 1487. We talked about that.
Right.
But we also found out that it was on the very day he was drafted, 20 years ago.
Really?
on this. And the Caps had a lottery pick. They had a lottery pick then. And, boy, did they hit the lottery.
Yeah.
And they drafted Ovechkin on April 6th.
Yep. And there's one more to that. Gordie Howe broke Rocket Richard's record on April 6th.
Is that right?
1963.
You talk about numbers. That's just incredible.
Yeah. And by the way, this your fondness of the chase, is that from your early dating life?
Really early dating life. I don't even remember. To be honest with you, Bruce, I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
Now that it's the chase for the cup. That's the most important part.
Well, yeah, I made loss yesterday, and then I'm playing well, Sean.
No, we got to get things
six more games
turned around. Thanks, Gary.
All right.
6:40, 20 minutes for the hour, 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Anthony Fauci, the virus god, he who must be obeyed in all things virology, has popped his little head back up under his under his gopher hole. And decided to share with us once again his wisdom, the wisdom of the ages, or at least the ages he would like to pretend that happened. Because what he has to say over the weekend only bears a passing resemblance to reality.
People say lockdown. We didn't lock down. China locked down. We definitely closed a lot of things down. So I think if you really are fair and stop the finger pointing, in the beginning, it was absolutely essential. The only way to immediately shut down the 4,000 to 5,000 deaths per day was to shut things down for a while. That was the right choice.
We didn't lock down. We shut down.
And wait.
Difference.
It was 15 days to slow the spread. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. But then he says, for those of us who have memories long enough to remember what the hell this guy said.
I think what people are getting confused is the idea of shutting things down temporarily was the right decision. What happened is that there became almost an ideological divide. One thing is very clear. Masks work. You see, a lot of people say, oh, masks don't work. Masks work.
Of course they do. That's why initially you said, don't wear a mask. And then you said, wear one mask. And then you said, wear two masks. And then you went back to no masks at all. Yeah, masks absolutely work, Tony.
A proper mask, an N95 or a KN95, properly worn all the time. If someone comes in and says, you know, I don't know what happened. I wore a mask for most of the time. Then I went to the restaurant. I took my mask off and I had my meal and I got infected. Masks don't work. Well, you took the mask off.
Yeah, well, of course, you wouldn't get us, you wouldn't find us any KN95 or N95 masks because they weren't available to us, Anthony. So you're saying masks work if they're the right kind of masks. And then you said, but you can't have any of them.
Oh, time out, time out. What restaurant was he eating at?
Yeah.
Because most of the restaurants were shut down.
Right.
You had to do a carry out, or, you know, you picked up your food and you brought it home, or you had it delivered. You couldn't eat in a restaurant in the very beginning stages.
No, you couldn't. But of course, again, this is the reality that we're now building around Anthony Fauci. So those who still revere him as a god who must be worshipped on all things virology can have their faith unshattered, as it were. A couple of comments from Jay Bonaccheri coming up in a moment or two about how imprudent these gain-of-function research projects are. First, though, it's 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're back visiting again at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 right around Erdman Avenue. 95 is still okay after the O'Donnell Street ramp, despite some light rain, and we still see the spray from the vehicle, so it's not out of control at this point. A little bit slow at the exit ramp from 95 south, that ramp that would take you down to Russell Street and then eventually out onto the parkway. No issues there. Looks like 95 beyond that should be okay. A little heavy as you're approaching the Beltway over on the southwest side. Haven't quite filled in yet at Hartford Road, but soon on the outer loop, the inner loop at Green Spring was okay, but with the rain and the west side backup already there, it's solid from 795. Doesn't get better till we clear the ramp at Frederick Road. I think Baltimore County about 10 minutes ago went out to a wreck right outside the Beltway, Liberty Road at Washington Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, cloudy today with a chance of showers on and off, and 52 the expected high. Some light rain the next hour, 42 in Reisterstown, 45 downtown in Baltimore City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob Johnson.
Boy, what did you eat?
Really?
It is National Beer Day.
I love every beer man. I love every beer man. Open up a beer can, fill up a mug, and cheers, man. One more pint of beer, man. I love every beer. I've drunk in Modelo, Pacifico, Michelob, Brooklyn Lager, Dogfish, Guinness, Lagunitas, Hazy Wonder, Sam Adams, Heineken, Sculpin, Voodoo Ranger, Amstel, Odell, Urquell, Juicy Banger, Pilsners, Pale Ales, Porters, Mango Flavor, Hefeweizen, Anheuser, Miller Lite, and Budweiser. I love every beer, man. Get me another beer, man. Crack open a beer can, a six-pack, and cheers, man. Every day of the year, man, I love every beer.
Indeed. It is National Beer Day. Do you have a favorite beer, Bruce?
Yes.
Blue Moon. Blue Moon.
Yeah.
You like it with the orange in it?
Yep.
Okay. You like the Blue Moon with the orange in it? Draft or bottle? Doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Chuck?
I like the new beer called Flight.
Flight? That's by Yingling.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's wonderful. It's a light, light
they beer. They have another called Fight, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can choose Fight or Flight.
Flight fits very nicely in my cooler right. For the golf course.
There's another one that's Fright after he has two. Yeah. It's very scary.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fright.
Mine, my favorite, is it is a red Irish red ale called Smittix.
Smittix, yeah.
Smittix in a frosted mug.
Ooh.
Little slice
Ooh.
Of heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Taco Bell's Toasted Cheddar Street Chalupas feature a mini chalupa shell served with a crispy layer of toasted cheddar and the new chili lime crema sauce. So good stuff there. Dutch Brothers has debuted a new pickle-flavored energy drink. It's called the Pickleback Rebel.
Okay. Knock yourself out.
It was launched on April 1st. Everybody thought it was an April Fool's joke, but it stuck around after that because people were ordering it in great numbers. Pickle-flavored energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might be sacrilege. I don't know. Because you have a PBJ, which, again, I love PBJs. And then you have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which I absolutely love as well. But now Reese's PBJ Cups have been... delivered in a limited time flavor of Reese's. So it's really a Reese's PBJ. Chocolate with peanut butter and jelly.
Inside. What kind of jelly?
I would like that, I think.
Yeah. What kind of jelly?
I think it comes in two flavors, grape and strawberry.
Oh, strawberry sounds good.
Yeah. So, again, I'd try it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Orange marmalade. I'd go for that one.
There he is with the orange marmalade. Okay. Yeah. Toast and marmalade for tea.
Yeah. Aren't you sweet?
Right. Here we have National Beer Day. Please drink responsibly. Chuck, not you. Not yet. You have to wait till 9.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Say
I don't see where that's written anywhere.
Say to Chuck, drink responsibly at any time. It's a bit sketchy.
I have 7 or 8 minutes between of reports.
There you go. Yes.
There's enough to down 2 or 3.
Especially those of us who have seen it at Burns Steakhouse.
Oh, don't even remind me.
Those were the good old days.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, look. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So, yeah, that's how Lockdown Larry got his name, because there wasn't any lockdowns.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
We didn't lock anything down. Well, Jay Bhattacharya, another prominent physician who knows something about this stuff, says, you know, there's no gain of function that is worth it if a pandemic is the risk of doing that gain of function research.
Research that has any capacity of causing a pandemic through gain of function work should be banned. I think it has no place in among the toolkit of scientists. It's essentially what you have is you have a few scientists taking risks on behalf of the entire human population. And to do it in an unregulated way makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah. Of course, you had Anthony Fauci funding this stuff because it's okay for him because he's a virus god. He knows everything, so he can say, yes, it's okay to do that kind of gain-of-function research because, after all, I, Anthony Fauci, have deemed it so.
Going forward, why would you say, yes, you should take that risk? There aren't enough benefits to that kind of research to warrant causing a pandemic that can kill 10 million, 20 million people, if you include like the lockdown harms, and cause trillions of dollars of damage and set society back for so long. What knowledge gain would be worth that?
I can't think of one, Sean.
No, I can't think of one. And that's the problem is, who thought it would be a good idea? Look, I understand if you want to trust your own country, and of course you're doing, whether it's at Fort Detrick or you're doing this kind of, because let's face it, other countries are developing biological weapons. But who thought it would be a good idea to trust the Chinese with the CCP, which they run everything, the PLA and the CCP, the military over there. It's just crazy. Dr. Mary Talley Bowden is a whistleblower, worked at a Houston hospital, and decided that she wasn't going to jab children because there was no need to jab children. She was on with Tucker Carlson recently and revealed some very alarming statistics.
According to VAERS, there have been 38,000 deaths from these COVID shots. So under normal circumstances, the FDA would have pulled it. But instead, they've doubled down. They've put the shots on the childhood vaccine schedule. All babies are expected to get 3 COVID shots by the time they're 9 months old. The shots are still under EUA status for this age group. So under 12, they're not even fully approved by the FDA, and yet they're on the vaccine schedule. And according to the CDC, 9 million American children have gotten the latest version of these COVID shots.
Actually?
Yes. Yes.
Still?
Yes. Yes. 9 million. 12%. The concern I have with these kids, so we know myocarditis.
Wait, this is going on right now?
Yes.
Right now, today.
I think we voted against this.
Yeah.
Correct?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're very diplomatic. Well, yeah. But I'm just stunned to learn that that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't be stunned. Could
this be shut down?
It should have been shut down a long time ago.
You're absolutely right.
And, you know, what's the
9 million babies have had COVID shots?
Yeah. Well, children.
Children.
Minors.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. 38,000 deaths. Have been adverse reactions and deaths have been reported as a result of the jab, and it's still on the market. That is outrageous. 6:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. Monday morning, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just enough rain to add to the morning drive. Not backed up too bad so far, at least on 895. Looking live at Pulaski Highway. They're still running okay there. It's going to be slow after that going into the tunnel. And now 95 is starting to back up before the Eastern Avenue ramp. And, of course, right there, gets a little windy, just enough wetness on the roadway. Anything could change very quickly, but so far we're doing okay. JFX, once again, at least right now, still in the clear, wet and damp. Going to be a problem with the speed coming south from Ruxton Road. West Side Outer Loop is really slow already. 795 going down through Frederick Road, and now the brake light showing up on the Outer Loop at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Well, the channel says cloudy today. Chance of showers on and off in a high of 52. Right now, we've got some drizzle, 50 in Ocean City, rain, and 46 in Pasadena. Well, last day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and the House of Delegates passed Senate Bill 828 over the weekend, which prohibits Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officials from entering sensitive locations such as schools, libraries, or churches without a warrant. The bill passed 98 votes in the affirmative and is now one step closer to becoming law. And Delegate Kathy Shalega describes what's in Senate Bill 828.
And what they're doing is limiting cooperation with ICE, with local jails and police officers.
The other piece of legislation is House Bill 1222. It would eliminate the 287G program, which allows local law enforcement to collaborate with ICE on detainers. Mm-hmm. The amended bill proposes a statewide standard for local jails to hold individuals convicted of violent crimes or gang activity for 48 hours to facilitate ICE detainers. If ICE does not pick up said individual within that time frame, they must be released back into the community. Here's amazing Frederick Democrat Delegate Karen Simpson.
And I am thankful to everyone in this body who has voted for it, this, so that we can get rid of 287G, who has scared our community.
Anybody scaring the community, it seems to me, to be the Democrats.
So this is, I believe, more fear-mongering by the left that is stirring up the immigrant community.
Yeah, we're talking about the worst of the worst. And, you know, again, there's a lot about this Maryland man who now a judge, Maryland judge, said, you got to return him.
Well, he's in, good luck to you on that
He's in custody of El Salvador right now, and he was a convicted MS-13 gangbanger, and he was by a judge, an immigration judge. It wasn't the Trump administration. It was an immigration judge that found him guilty of being an MS-13 gangbanger, and he was apparently involved in human trafficking as well.
Well, think about this. And they're now saying he was never a member of a gang. He objected to be sent back to El Salvador the first time around. Why? Because he said he would be potentially eliminated from this earth by, quote, a rival gang.
Right.
That would imply he was a member of a gang.
That was the administrative error, that he was not supposed to go back to El Salvador. He could go to Honduras or Guatemala or anywhere else, but El Salvador, that was the administrative error. But Shalega says this, they tried to get an amendment in to keep sex offenders as part of this detainer list as well.
It will not make Maryland citizens safer, unfortunately, but that is, what we're seeing coming out of Annapolis.
Yeah. It's not going to make us safer. And, they tried with an amendment to do it, but, you know, most of the Republican amendments go down in flames.
To make them include sex offenders so that the criminal illegal immigrants that are on the sex registry will now need to be turned over to ICE.
Yeah, but, you know, again, here in Maryland is a pro-criminal lobby down in Annapolis that seeks to make sure that juvenile thugs and some have committed heinous acts, that they remain on the streets and with no supervision, because most of them don't have a father or being raised by their mother or the grandmother or other family, extended family, and they have no idea what's going on the streets. And so the same thing is happening to illegal aliens as well. So there you have it. We'll see. They have till midnight tonight to pass both Senate Bill 828 and House Bill 1222.
Well, we're certainly in a transition weather-wise, Sean, between the horribleness of winter and the wetness of spring. And very soon, we're going to have the oppressive heat of summer. And I want to remind you guys of something. Kim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs to ensure comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now, the weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's Tim, K-Y-L-E, company.com. Winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up by the Democrat Street Theater called Hands Off. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When the opening bell sounds this morning, looks like Wall Street will pick up where it left off last week. Futures down sharply so far this morning. The market's still fretting over the tariff situation, including China's retaliation for U.S. tariff hikes. Despite the economic uncertainty, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells NBC's Meet the Press he does not see recession on the horizon.
I think we could see from the jobs number on Friday that was well above expectations that, you know, we are moving forward. So I see no reason that we have to price in a recession.
And Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that after things calm down, Americans will see a positive impact from the president's tariffs policy.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Rollins said the new global tariffs put in place by President Trump are meant to rebuild the American economy and boost U.S.-made goods. She said many countries immediately called the White House to make a deal with the U.S. Trump's tariffs are in response to the tariffs placed on the U.S. by other countries whose economies have flourished due to those tariffs.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens, President Trump predicts the higher tariffs will enrich the U.S. to the tune of $1 trillion next year. Parts of the South and the Midwest are reeling in the midst of violent storms. Severe flooding has killed at least 18 people, and there is widespread property damage. Washington Capitol star Alex Ovechkin has done it, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Ovechkin, now pro hockey's all-time leading goal scorer. The career goal, 895, scored in yesterday's loss to the New York Islanders. And on Wall Street this morning, the futures are deep in the red. Dow futures down 704 points. NASDAQ futures off 315. S&P futures 89 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck?
We had a report there may be some debris on the way into the Bay Bridge. It said at Route 8, but I'm looking at the main span here, and they're slowing coming onto the main span. So maybe that debris was just after we came onto the bridge. On the western side of the bridge, the pace is better. But for right now, right after you come onto the bridge from Route 8, be on the lookout for that. It's slowing right through there. Maybe that's where that debris was. And we're looking at some brake lights. All the green arrows are up there, so it indicates that all the lanes are open. But right now, it's a speed reduction on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Much cooler temperatures today as a cold front makes its way through the mid-Atlantic. We're also dealing with some showers off and on today. 52 will be as warm as we get. The sun shines back tomorrow, but we don't warm up much. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 44 degrees and Ellicott City has 46 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thousands of people gathered in Baltimore Saturday for a hands-off rally to speak out against the Trump administration and the Doge cuts led by Elon Musk. Organizers from the Free State Coalition say nearly 3,000 people took part in the demonstration at Baltimore City Hall, and their creative signs and energy were empowering. The 90-day Maryland General Assembly session is scheduled to end tonight at midnight. Last month, Governor Westmore and Democrats in the General Assembly reached an agreement on a framework for the 2026 state budget. Three people dead after a fiery crash on Saturday night, Baltimore County. Maryland State Police trooper conducting a traffic stop at around 11 p.m. on the Beltway near Greenspring Avenue. The driver took off. Trooper did not give chase, had deactivated his emergency lights. A few minutes later, the trooper saw the vehicle fully engulfed in flames on a grassy area off the ramp to southbound I-83. According to the preliminary investigation, the Jeep was attempting to exit onto the ramp when the driver lost control, hit an embankment, and a before catching fire. The driver and two passengers pronounced dead at the scene. And the trial of the suspect accused of murdering a Harford County mom of five resumes today in Bel Air. Opening statements were delivered Friday in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez. The jury heard from the victim's family, who testified about the day she went missing in August of 2023. The defense for Martinez Hernandez presented its case in an effort to convince jurors that he was not the person who killed Morin on the Mon-Pa Trail. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Louder numbers, pick 3. 8:42, pick 4. 3-7-6-8. And next, Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles dropped their second straight series yesterday, this time to Kansas City. 4-1 was the final, mustering only five hits in the process. Lone run scoring on a wild pitch. Baltimore stands 4-6 now on the season, and outside of Zach Eflin, the starting rotation offering no quality starts and an ERA of 6.93. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde sums it up.
Up and down. I mean, it's only 10 games. We've had definitely opportunities to win some of the games that we've lost. So that's frustrating. Today's frustrating. First game of the series here was frustrating.
In a word, frustrating. Orioles in Arizona tonight for a 9:40 first pitch with the Diamondback. Zach Eflin will take the hill for Baltimore. The hockey world with a bit of a hangover this morning, drunk from the night before when hockey history was made on Long Island.
Strom crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score!
chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. For the record, it was a power play goal. The chase may be over at 8:95, but not the season. The Caps have been distracted, perhaps, losing five of their last seven, worst stretch of the season. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's one and done for Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises. And you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at, an illegal alien person who self-identifies as queer, basically challenging the Trump administration and ICE to deport her. We'll take a look at Team Trump all over the place yesterday on tariffs and some good economic news. And, there was more Democrat street theater over the weekend. Nationwide, the hands-off, scripted, Soros-funded rallies.
Look, Sean, you see this, if you look at all the signs, I mean, about a third of the signs have profanity in it, or F Trump, or F Musk, or whatever. And, of course, the speakers reflected that mindset as well, where apparently it's very useful to rev up the crowds by using lots and lots of swear words. Where most of us, I think, Sean, I share your appraisal of the situation. The necessity to swear in the middle of a sentence simply indicates that you don't really have anything much to say that's of value. You can get your point across without swearing just fine. Thank you very much. Eric Swalwell, though, doesn't get that lesson. By swearing, I don't mean saying, oh, damn. That's not what I mean. I mean dropping the F-bomb, aiming it at persons or people individually, or there are a couple of other swear words that, look, bluntly, we just don't use.
This is what kicking the out of fascism looks like.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
4 out of 5 of the things we buy are from overseas are going up. And where is Donald Trump? He's golfing. So to Donald Trump, I say, get your ass off the golf course and face the people.
Yeah, and after that, he drops the F-bomb, and it goes on and on. That's Eric Swalwell, the everyman, you know. I think he should also specialize in telling Donald Trump how he should deal with relationships with the Chinese, because that is certainly something that he has expertise in.
Yeah, and Bang Bang.
Yeah, I think that'd be really useful for the administration.
I don't recall him getting all incensed over all the vacations that Joe Biden took.
Joe Biden was on vacation for most of it.
Beach chairs at Rehoboth, or crashing bikes into the pavement, or just staying in his basement for most of his campaign and presidency.
Look, Biden was on vacation. I forget exactly what the numbers are, but more than half of the time he was in office.
580 some days or something.
Yeah, he was on more than half of the days he was in office. He was officially on vacation. And many of the other days under the Biden administration, you see they put a lid on it, which means we're done for the day, at like 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay, fine. So now we're going to get upset because Donald Trump on a weekend goes to play a round of golf. It's an amazing thing. But the protesters are out there. I would quibble with the thousands and thousands showing up comment because, for example, this chant doesn't sound like there are much more than 100 or two.
Get down! DC is a union town! Get up! Get down! DC is a union town!
That's it, man. Who do you see as a union? And the crowd went wild. Well, not really all that wild. Coming up, Ilhan Omar was at it this Saturday as well in the hands-off. Look, I'll give her a little bit of a break because English is not her first language, but it's frankly a bit of a hoot. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM right now, though, at 713. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic god, Chuck Whitaker.
There's an accident on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go north onto the BW Parkway, and this SUV hit the guardrail, and it's smashed. I mean, really smashed in the front. So there were some injuries they're transporting now. It looks like, at least for the moment, the ramp from the inner loop to the northbound Parkway is closed till they can sort this out and get the medic unit out of there. So that's going to be a little bit tricky for the traffic coming up and then trying to go into the Parkway. You may just have to stay on the Beltway, go up and use 95 and come into the city that way, and that will eventually cross the BW Parkway once again. But once the medic unit gets out of here, we'll come back and revisit that. Whatever that debris was and the problem on the Bay Bridge westbound corrected itself. Rain, spray, heavier traffic, all of that eventually now working its way over to the Severn River Bridge, but the main span at the Bay Bridge is clear. The new wreck, Prince George's County, some lane blockage on Branch Avenue, which is Route 5, just south of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast for your Monday is going to be cloudy today and with a chance of showers on and off and a high of 52. More chance for rain overnight and should clear out by tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and still remaining cool. 50. Warms up a little bit Wednesday, 54. Right now, it is 44 in the city and it is 42 in Pikesville with some light rain. Time for our mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
So we continue to see a bunch of naysayers and people who think they're economic experts, be it they, again, uniparty members like Senators Grassley and Congressman Bacon, who are now going to try to pass legislation taking the ability for President Trump to impose tariffs away from him. They're going to try to take that away, as it was already codified by law. Yep. So there's that. Then there's, of course, the radical Democrats and progressive Marxists who continue to basically root for an economic crash, not just the stock market, drop down. But there's also, again, a lot of so-called conservative pundits, and I don't know where they studied their economics, but they espouse their stupidity on a regular basis, thinking that they are somehow economic experts. I'll leave that up to the economic experts. What I can tell you, Friday's job numbers were amazing. Before we get to those, President Trump warned about the so-called expert predictions that are always made about him and his policy goals.
In the coming days, there will be complaints from the globalists and the outsourcers and special interests and the fake news. Always, fake news will always complain. But never forget, every prediction our opponents made about trade for the last 30 years has been proven totally wrong. They were wrong about NAFTA. They were wrong about China. They were wrong about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have been a disaster if I didn't terminate it. If I didn't terminate that, United Auto Workers, you would have had no jobs in this country. You would have had no jobs. It was all going to other countries. In my first term, they said tariffs would crash the economy. Instead, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. And again, I have great respect for President Xi of China, great respect for China, but they were taking tremendous advantage of them, of us. And I commend them for that. I say, hey, if you can get away with it, that's okay. But, they understand exactly what's happening, and they probably, most of them, are saying it's about time they did something. But and they're going to fight, and they're going to fight fair. Everyone's going to fight. You know, it's like I say to the leaders, look, you got to take care of your country, but we have to start taking care of our country now. We can't do what we've been doing for the last 50 years.
Yeah. And this is what's happening right now. The globalists, and we'll get to this at the bottom of the hour with Scott Bessent, who I think is brilliant, Treasury Secretary. The globalists now, they're pushing this sell-off. in the stock market because they want to punish Trump. They want to take his numbers down. They want to make sure. And look, there's obviously people are concerned about 401ks. I get that, IRAs. And again, but you only lose money when you sell.
The only folks who be at all concerned about their 401ks or IRAs at this point are people within like 5 years of retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
Because beyond that, folks, you invest for the long term, and the market will go up and down, but by and large, it trends upwards. And look, if the world comes to an end, nothing is going to save you. So, I mean, there's a lot of panic going on.
But it will come back. And also, President Trump had a lot of kind words for Elon Musk.
Elon is fantastic. And I think it's, you know, he's a patriot. And I think it's a shame what they're doing with his car company. And a great car. It's a great car, great product.
To the jobs numbers on Friday, and the media paid, they tried to spin this as best they can, but 228,000 jobs were created last month. That's 100,000 more jobs than the so-called economic experts had predicted. Okay? 100,000. It's the fourth highest month for private payroll growth in the last 2 years. In fact, last month's job increase, roughly twice the pace of the previous 2 months.
Wow.
So, again, private employment grew by over 200,000 jobs, 23,000 jobs in retail trade, 23,000 jobs in transportation and warehousing, and 13,000 in construction. Full-time workers increased by a remarkable 459,000 over last month. Labor force participation grew by nearly a quarter of a million.
I mean, that's important. That is important.
This is just a huge jobs number, and I just think that right now that's all trying to punish Trump over the tariffs. Companies are doing the same. These global elites and the political class are doing everything they can to scare us away from this new directive, which is aimed at privatizing our economy, protecting American workers and industries, and this whole market sell-off thing, I just think, is just manufactured.
Well, you know, it's going to happen, and, you know, time to buy is when there's blood in the streets.
Yep.
Jim and the Outer Banks, by the way, on this issue, Sean emails in, did anybody ask Swalwell why 80% of the goods we purchase are going up? It's because we have no manufacturing base in the U.S. Trump is fixing that. And why is that? For the most part, it's because of the tariff imbalance.
Right. We're going to hear more on the tariffs at the bottom of the hour, but Vietnam just agreed to cut tariffs to zero after having a conversation with Trump. India now is looking at lowering its tariffs. So, again, he is making progress. It's going to take some time, but he is making progress. But what they're trying to do now, they're trying to put pressure on him to roll back the tariffs with all the sell-off in the markets. And we'll hear from Scott Besson, Dr. Navarro, Howard Lutnick, and Kevin Hassett coming up at the bottom of the hour. And the economist I respect the most, Milton Friedman, will get an audio clip from him as well. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. That, of course, available at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. And that's the way it is, 78 days in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
721 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
How about former Governor O'Malley at the hands-off Social Security rally in Woodlawn? He said, quote, "The greatness of our country is not the amount of wealth we amass, nor is it the size of our armies. It is the care and compassion that we demonstrate for one another to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, to heal the sick, to care for widows and orphans. This is the greatness as a people. This is why we're never going to give up this fight for Social Security, end of quote. Two things. One, Social Security, before Trump even came into office, was predicted to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
All right. Or reduction of benefits by 2035. Had nothing to do with Trump. Had more to do with Democrat and Republican parties.
Yep.
Number two, boy, they've done a really good job of feeding the hungry and sheltering the homeless based on Los Angeles and San Francisco, some of the pictures I've seen coming out of those cities.
Well, the other thing is, I think the concept of feeding the homeless, feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, those are good ideas. But why is it government's job to do that? Why is it not the job of church outreach, of synagogue outreach, of other organizations, you know, of the Salvation Army, of Goodwill, of everybody else in the charitable sphere, of you and me as individuals to do it? That's one of the big differences in philosophy between those on the conservative side and those on the liberal side. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the inner loop ramp from the Beltway up to the VW Parkway is back open now. They're all the way down at the end of the ramp in the painted out area, but the ramp is back open. The inner loop delay goes back to I-97. That should begin to clear itself out. Just made a tour on the Beltway, and with the rain, very slow. Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road as we're coming south through that area. And of course, we're still backed up, and it's going to be around the Erdman Avenue ramp on 895. Very slow there. 95 has been starting to see at least some delay now for the traffic moving south from Moravia Road down through O'Donnell Street. It's not quite back to Moravia Road, but it's slow south of there. It's all due to the rain and just the slow traffic through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says cloudy today. Chance of showers on and off, 52. Right now, 42 in rain in Owings Mills, 43 in Ellicott City.
Ilhan Omar, the representative in Congress from Somalia, was at the hands-off rally on Saturday. And I'm not quite sure how she ended up on this, but all I can do is say, just listen to this.
They want you to believe to look at your neighbor as the enemy. They want you to believe that it is because of trans kids that you can't have the necessary access.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell she's talking about, to be honest. Do you believe that because of trans kids, we can't have the necessary access? Necessary access to what? If she's talking about the ability of trans kids being guys playing in girls' sports, yeah, I don't want them to have access to that. Women's sports are women's sports. There is a genetic component to that that does not include testosterone, period. But she rambled on.
American democracy has never been for sale, and it won't be today.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
If you see the amount of money that's shuffled to individual legislators at the state level, at the federal level, to say that democracy has never been for sale once. Yeah, okay. What a joker. What a clever little girl she is. All right, so I'm just calling as I see him, folks. And then Jamie Raskin, of course, he showed up because there's nothing quite so fulfilling as hearing Jamie Raskin say socialism is a much better route than capitalism.
We got the right to call the president deranged for crashing our economy, destroying $6 trillion of wealth, and turning my 401k into a 201k.
Yeah, let's all feel sorry for Jamie Raskin, who apparently has invested badly in his 401k. It's now a 201k. What a clever, clever turn of phrase. Of course, it's a turn of phrase we heard, I think, starting around 3 or 4 years ago. So a little plagiarism does go an awful long way.
Maxine, I'm begging.
she was at it this weekend as well. And this, I guess, is the way an awful lot of people on the political left think. But to have her say this as a sitting member of Congress, it does kind of bring it all home to you.
As a member of Congress with people, you know, who evidently had a racist attitude and recently one even confronted me in a restaurant. And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said. They don't like a position that I took.
Yeah, so apparently if you disagree with her, you're a racist. But one thing that I find funny about that, Sean, is she says one of them actually confronted her in a restaurant. Okay, let's spin back the Wayback Machine here.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
All right. Thanks, Maxine. Just your dignity. I think that's it. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar to you, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Willis and Sid Gaff and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, Team Trump on tariffs and the economy. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City Police investigating Sunday morning shootings that left one man dead, another injured in East Baltimore. One victim shot in the 1700 block of Asquith Street shortly after 2:30 in the morning. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Second shooting happened around 10:30 a.m. when a man was shot in the head. The 1600 block of Cliffview Avenue, he was pronounced dead at the scene. The director of Baltimore City Board of Elections has passed away at the age of 71. Armistead Jones died Friday, and this is just hours after he announced that he'd be retiring effective May 1. Baltimore City Democrat Delegate Melissa Wells announced Jones' death to members of the House on Saturday and offered prayers for his family. The Nadoc Heritage Fair has ended. After celebrating the 4th of July for 49 years, the Heritage Association of Dundalk says the fair attracted up to 20,000 people in its heyday with music, food, arts and crafts. But over the last decade, support has dwindled. Organizers say there are fewer volunteers and patrons from the community, lower revenues due to 4 years of poor weather and unsuccessful efforts to find new sponsors because of economic uncertainty. Maryland First District Congressman Andy Harris will be holding another telephone town hall this meeting this evening. That's going to be Republican lawmakers' third since March 25. Tonight's meeting is scheduled to take place from 5:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. For those who want to listen in, it's 833-380-0671. Be live streamed on the congressman's webpage. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, pick three lottery number from last night, 842. Your pick 4-3-7-6-8. And next, it's traffic and weather on the threes.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available.
Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Pick three in the lottery number for last night was 842. Your pick 4-3-7-6-8. And now it's 733 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And with the rain, 83 south, a little slow. Pedonia Road, Timonium Road down to the Beltway. The lanes are open. Looking at the JFX, a little more traffic there. And again, the roadway is wet, so you know the drill. Watch your speed anywhere south on Northern Parkway and into downtown. We're not really backed up out of sight this morning, but we do have slowing, and with the rain, 15 to 20 minute delays currently as we move south into both the harbor tunnels. Just going to switch the camera here on the Beltway, go back down to I-97. We had the wreck earlier that was blocking the ramp from the Interloop to the Parkway. That section of the Beltway is now recovering, and the ramp to the Parkway northbound is back open once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Much cooler temperatures today as a cold front makes its way through the Mid-Atlantic. We're also dealing with some showers off and on today. 52 will be as warm as we get. The sun shines back tomorrow, but we don't warm up much. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Another defensive lapse cost the Orioles yesterday in a 4-1 loss at Kansas City.
His first home run yesterday, he's now driven in four.
And the center field, Mateo is out there today. And that ball sliced away from him and carried over his head. And here's Junior on his way to third, and he's in there with a one-out triple.
All on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Mateo's miscue opened the gates for a three-run first off Kate Povich, and the left-hander ended up allowing a career-high 13 hits in six innings pitched. The Birds meekly mustered just five. The skipper was asked about Mateo in center after the game.
Works on it every single day, especially since with the Kowser injury. I stand away from Cedric today. It was an opportunity. The first ball I thought was... He probably misjudged it with the wind a little bit.
Birds now have dropped 2 of 3 for the second consecutive series. They are in Arizona tonight for a 9:40 first pitch. Zach Eflin will be on the hill. Corbin Burns not scheduled to start in this series. Meanwhile, history was made on the ice yesterday in Long Island.
Strom crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. For the record, Ovi's 895th career goal occurred on a Caps power play with 12:34 left in the second period in an eventual 4-1 loss to the Islanders. The Islander goaltender was Ilya Sorokin, the 183rd goaltender that Alex Ovechkin has scored against. Ovi asked him if Sorokin gave him the stick after the game.
Yeah, I tell him right away, so I need that stick.
Did he give you anything? Did you give him anything back?
You don't ask me.
Maryland men's basketball head coach Buzz Williams plucks a couple players from his Texas A&M days. Forwards Pharrell Payne and Solomon Washington are now Maryland commits. Jacoby Gillespie departs for Tennessee, did not follow Kevin Willard to Villanova, and Derek Queen declares for the NBA draft. Final four is set for tonight after a comeback for the ages by Houston. Coming back from a 9-point deficit with 3 minutes to play, they beat Duke 70-67. They make the final four for the first time in 41 years. They'll take on Florida for the title. And yesterday, the UConn women won their 12th national title, 82-59 over South Carolina, their first title since 2016. Paige Bueker, 17 points in her final career game. Time now is 7:37. When we return, who owns the number 8?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Are you guys familiar with this this lawsuit that Lamar Jackson's people filed against Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Yeah, I read a little bit of it, but I didn't know. What are the details?
Well, it's a trademark dispute. Okay. So basically what happened was, you know, Lamar Jackson wears number 8, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s card number 8. There are other great number 8s too, by the way.
Cal Ripken, Ovi,
Troy Aikman, which Lamar had an issue with earlier in his career. Anyway, so what happens is Dale Earnhardt wanted to use the number 8 to trademark the number 8 for marketing rights for his NASCAR car, mm-hmm. right? Well, Lamar has already trademarked the number 8 in a certain style, in a certain font, as it were. And so his people felt that if Dale Earnhardt went through with his trademark request, that it would infringe on Lamar's ability to sell his brand. And so people who may see Dale Earnhardt's number 8 could associate it with Lamar and may buy Dale Earnhardt stuff. And so he didn't want that to happen, right? So anyway, so he filed a trademark complaint. And finally it got tossed. Well, it didn't get tossed out. It got settled. And Earnhardt decided to use a stylized version of 8, which is different than Lamar's 8. It was probably never going to go to trial anyway.
Lamar's 8 isn't the same font then as Earnhardt's 8.
No.
There was a different 8 on that car than the jersey 8.
Right, but the agreement was that it would be such a wide difference between the two fonts. Correct.
Yeah.
But it brings up the question, though, like, what does Alex Ovechkin want to do with 8?
Yeah.
And what did Cal do with 8?
I don't think you can trademark numbers.
What did Joey Chestnut do when he 8?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All those.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's interesting, though.
All right. Lawyers. 7:39. Thanks, Gary. 21 minutes for the hour of 8 o'clock. So there's been a lot of economic misinformation, disinformation regarding tariffs. And, again, nobody else in the media wants to spend any time doing this. I thought, you know, we have an obligation to at least share what we know. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest economic minds of his time was Milton Friedman, okay, in my estimation. And I think that this idea that tariffs are what caused the Great Depression. You keep hearing people talk about Smoot-Hawley and so on and so forth. Smoot-Hawley came after. Mm-hmm. Here's what Milton Friedman said, who he believes caused the Great Depression.
Look, the Federal Reserve System was established in 1914, started operation in 1914. It presided over a doubling of prices during World War One. It produced a major collapse in 1921. It had a good period from about 1922 to about 28. And then it undertook actions which led to a recession in 1929 and 30. And it converted that recession by its actions into the Great Depression. The major villain in the Great Depression was, in my opinion, unquestionably, the Federal Reserve System.
The Federal Reserve System. Nothing federal about it. It's not a bank. All they do is manage money supply. And, again, that was the beginning of the end with the income tax in 1913.
Yeah.
And then the Fed, guess what, in 1914, that's when it all began. Okay, that's what led to the Great Depression coming out of the Roaring Twenties. Dr. Peter Navarro was on yesterday on the Maria Bartiromo Show talking about where these tariff dollars are going to go.
These tariff revenues, by the way, Jackie, $600-700 billion they're going to raise a year, $6 to $7 trillion over the 10-year period. They're going to help pay for the tax cuts. I'll tell you this, Jackie, every single dollar that comes in tariff revenues that we take from the foreigners who have been cheating us are going to go right to the American public in terms of tax cuts and debt reduction, and that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, tax cuts and debt reduction. We're $36 trillion in debt. National Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett on the Trump team says, tells us how many countries have already called President Trump to start to negotiate tariffs.
I got a report from the USTR last night that more than 50 countries have reached out to the president to begin a negotiation. But they're doing that because they understand that they bear a lot of the tariff. And so I don't think that you're going to see a big effect on the consumer in the U.S. because I do think that the reason why we have a persistent long-run trade deficit is these people have very inelastic supply. They've been dumping goods into the country in order to create jobs, say, in China.
Mm-hmm. All right. So 50 countries already. The Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also talked about the market effect and who it does affect when the market drops.
The top 10% of Americans own 88% of equities, 88% of the stock market. The next 40% owns 12% of the stock market. The bottom 50 has debt. They have credit card bills, they rent their homes, they have auto loans, and we've got to give them some relief. We have President Trump's previous term when everyone said none of this was going to work. Oh, the China tariffs are going to do this, they're going to cause inflation. They didn't. Hourly workers did better than supervisory workers. The bottom 50% of households, their net worth increased faster than the top 10% of households.
Yeah. That's a pretty staggering number.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it. Top, bottom 50%, they don't have anything in the markets. No equity. Now, again, somebody.
Well, they've made through retirement plans, but being not aware of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's possible. But, I mean, that's who's crashing the market right now.
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Hey, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM 680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
I brought to you as a service, Suburney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. New wreck on the Beltway. If you're coming up from the Back River Bridge, the wreck is right at the merge at Route 702. And at that point, the Beltway is only two lanes. The report is that we blocked the left-hand lane at the accident scene. So we're backing up now north of the Back River Bridge. An option off the Beltway could be Eastern Avenue over to 702 and then work your way northbound from there. Just an option, but in the meantime, it's pretty slow as you're working your way up through there. With the rain, definitely slow. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Pikesville. The west side has been solid pretty much all morning long from 795 to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels still reporting some backing, but it's not outrageous. It's just slow. 895 around Urban Avenue, 95 after the Eastern Avenue Bridge might back up almost back to Moravia Road, but that's to be expected with the rain in the area. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us cloudy today, showers on and off, 52. Right now we got some rain in Annapolis, 46, and it is light rain, 42 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug, and our contestant is Kurt, the birthday boy in Edgewater.
Hey, Kurt.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm looking for a special kind of dartboard. Does the WCBM store have any shirts with Chuck's mugshot on it?
No, but we could probably arrange that.
Yes, we can make that happen.
I was going to say, I heard his high school voted the most likely to become a felon.
Yes. Oh, jeez. Chuck, you going to sit there and take that?
I'm not worried about him.
I mean,
it's because it's his birthday.
Yeah. Any birthday wish?
How old are you, Kurt? Thank you, Chuck.
How old are you, Mr. Kurt?
I'm 69.
You okay. Say it's your birthday.
All right. Well, good for you. Happy birthday, my friend.
All right. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. You're all right. I don't care what I say about you.
I know. I know it's only BS, and I cleaned that up.
All right, Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Bullseye Whitaker.
All right. Story number one.
I thought you were going to call me something else. Pull something.
Yeah, I did too.
Story number one, the traffic court becomes, the California traffic court becomes the first traffic court in the country to use an AI judge. Apparently the court hears only traffic cases, and they set a record last week. 160 cases were adjudicated in one day. far surpassing the human judges usually do about 80 to 85.
You hear that, Kurt? 160 cases. That's about your weekly allotment, isn't it?
Barely.
Story two, a Georgia man named Speedy Gonzalez has been arrested and accused of robbing multiple Walmart stores. They say he stole more than $20,000 worth of items. No word on whether he did it really, really fast or not. And story three, the UK Women's Pool Championship is so woke, it woke any representation by actual women right out of the finals. Both finalists in the Billiards Championship, Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith, are biological males.
Oh, really?
Who identify as women.
All right. So rack them up.
That's indeed the case. All right, story one. First AI traffic court in California. Story two, Speedy Gonzalez gets caught. Story three, women with, never mind, with pool balls.
No kidding.
Don't qualify at the championships in the UK.
Kurt got those one time at the country club.
All right, let's start with...
He was in the pool.
That's right.
Training a pool ball.
Let's start with Bruce.
All right. I think that the least probable of these is number one, the AI judge. I'm pretty sure we would have heard about that one. Speedy Gonzalez, it's just too improbable to not be true. So I'm going with number one.
All right, Briscoe, story number one. Kristen?
I think, sadly, I agree. The men and women's boards isn't... Yeah, that's totally believable these days. I want to say number one. I hope that's fake.
And Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck also goes for one. And Kurt, the birthday boy.
Number one.
Kurt goes for number one. And, yes, number one is indeed a fake news story. Although there was a guy in New York that he tried to represent himself using an AI avatar. And the judge would not let that in. But wow. It's coming.
It's coming.
Someday soon. Kurt, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
And see you in 30 days, Kurt.
Enjoy your prize. Howard Lutnick, remember we talked about the Great Reset?
Yeah.
Howard Lutnick says the Great Reset's coming, but it's not the way that we envisioned the Great Reset.
The point is you need to reset the power of the United States of America and reset it against all our allies and our enemies alike. The idea that all the countries of the world can run trade surpluses with America and buy our things with us. Remember, $1.2 trillion. In 1980, we were a net investor, meaning we owned more of the rest of the world than they owned of us.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Now,
it's a different market.
And now they own $18 trillion. Of us net. So that means the rest of the world, every year when we run a $1.2 trillion deficit, the rest of the world buys $1.2 trillion of America, and it goes up and up and up, and eventually we're not going to own America, and we are going to be owned by the rest of the world. Imagine if we had a war and we can't build a ship, we can't fly a plane, we can't build our own planes, we don't have our own semiconductors. This is what the president is here to fix for America. It's in his hands, and he wants to fix America. This is his chance to fix America, and we need him to fix it for our children and our grandchildren.
Doesn't she understand that it's nice to let the guy you're asking questions of actually answer the damn question? Oh, my God.
But see, when the question doesn't go in the direction
really?
They wanted,
yeah.
or when there's information
Quick, change
being,
the subject.
Right. When there's information being shared that really America needs to hear, we can't let that happen. I'm Margaret Brennan on the DNCBS, and I've got to make sure that never happens.
Now, we cut off any of that conversation and redirect it to somewhere else. You hear it all the time, this incessant desire to interrupt and interrupt and interrupt and interrupt says my thoughts are more important than the thoughts of the person I've asked to come on air with me to be interviewed by me.
Yeah. So beware of all these so-called economic experts who really are spreading you can have opinions. We all have opinions about tariffs, like them, hate them, whatever the case may be. But you can't change the facts. And Milton Friedman offered up some facts. These are other facts here. Look, there's a significant portion of our country that do not have 401ks. That don't have IRAs. They just don't have them.
Yeah.
And pension plans are pretty much shot now. They're gone.
They're going to be on Social Security or working forever.
That's it. And that's what Trump is trying to change in part. All right, 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCVM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCVM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:53 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Outer loop of the Beltway is slow coming up from Eastern Avenue and the Back River Bridge. The accident is up at the ramp area at Route 702. Last report, 10 minutes ago, road blockage was on the left side. The Beltway through that area is only two lanes, so we're down to half of the capacity right now getting through there. If you're back at Eastern Boulevard, you can go through Essex. You'll have a lot of traffic light delays. Pick up 702 there. 702 will actually bring you out around the accident scene. Just a suggestion. You can still ride it out, but I think right now it's a good 10 to 15 minute delay through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather Channel forecast, cloudy today. Chance of showers throughout the day today in 52. Right now, it is 41 in Reisterstown and 47 in Annapolis. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Kevin is in Delaware.
Morning, Kev.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hey, I love it when Martin O'Malley defines what success is in government.
Yes.
And what government should do. He was mayor for 8 years. Governor for 8 years, during much of which Barack Obama was president for 8 years. And all I know is after all of that time, almost two decades, when the Freddie Gray riots happened, I can still see the interview on the television of one of the Baltimore City Council members explaining it all by saying they have no hope.
Yep.
So what hypocrisy, what, it's unbelievable. And people just continue, don't ever go back and look at what these people say and what they did, and allow them to criticize what other people are trying to do to make a difference.
I think it's a great point, and you left out his failed presidential campaign. So,
well, that was a joke. That showed his savvy. He threw in with Hillary, and of course, the Democratic Party overthrew her and inserted Mr. Obama.
That's a great point.
Clearly not on the inside.
Kevin, thanks so much.
For the call.
Appreciate the call and your feedback on that.
Still, Sean, one of my favorite political pictures of all time was a picture taken when Hillary and Bernie were in the race, as was Martin O'Malley. It was a New York Times picture, it seems to me, and it said Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton confer backstage, this is during one of the debates, with an unidentified man. I still love that. I just love it. It kind of says it all right there. Well, during the hands-off thing on Saturday, some bizarre stuff happened. In my view, this was one of the more bizarre individuals. Listen to who she is and what she said.
My name is Graysa Martinez Rosas. I am an immigrant. I am undocumented, unafraid, work of immigrant young people fighting for queer rights, immigrant rights, and the rights of everyday working class people.
Okay, so she is undocumented, unafraid, queer, and unashamed. It's like holding up a sign saying, "Hi, ICE, I'm here. Stop on by sometime."
I'm here today because this fight is about all of us. Not just the people standing here in this podium, but this fight is about you. About the people that you love. About the people that you miss. Those we lost and those that we are waiting for, our babies.
They're waiting for their babies. I'm not quite sure what that means, or she misunderstands the way things work, or if I just don't want to speculate, really. But then she talks about a club that actually, frankly, I kind of like to be a member of, although it's highly unlikely they'd take me.
We are facing a national flashpoint. There's a creepy cult of billionaires. Creepy billionaires that have bought their way into our government.
Sean, I want to be a member of the creepy billionaires cult. I mean, if I can figure out a way, if I put together $1 billion, what's the creepy part? How creepy do I have to be a member? Because I'm willing to do it if somebody else will provide me the $1 billion.
10 billionaires currently on the top billionaires list. 7 are Democrats. I wonder if they're creepy.
I know, it's just the other 3, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a very exclusive club. The Creepy Billionaires Club.
Law Offices Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you need them. Serious accident resulting in serious injury. And Michael and Stephen, his son, his daughter-in-law, Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the attorneys in the firm have been doing this quite some time now. Over the last 10 years, each and every year, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. And many reasons for that, but I think the main reason is they take care of everything. And, you know, when you've been seriously hurt in an accident, you don't worry about battling insurance companies. And in some cases, if you don't have a doctor, finding a doctor, or you know, those hospital costs or medical costs that sometimes accrue very quickly. If your car has been totaled, that the diminution of value, that's a concern. Most insurance companies, most law firms won't even take that. And a lot of insurance companies is just, they're very difficult to deal with. So that's why you need the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman, because they take care of all these issues. You just focus on getting better, recovering, back to family, back to work, and back to your job or business. So call 410-363-6848 or toll free 1-800-782-7203 if you need them.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Quoting President Trump, sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. In this case, the medicine is higher tariffs, and what needs fixing, according to Mr. Trump, is a serious imbalance in U.S. trade with other countries, friends and foes alike. The president spoke as world financial markets tumble and Wall Street futures are down sharply. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says Trump trade policies are already having a positive impact.
More than 50 countries have approached the administration about lowering their non-tariff trade barriers, lowering their tariffs, stopping currency manipulation.
Bessent on NBC's Meet the Press. Matthew Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute says there's no reason for panic.
No one likes a market upheaval, but when you have the longer view, as you suggest, you recognize that markets go through these periods, and then in the long run, there's no safer place than to invest in the United States.
And looking abroad this morning.
All we've been seeing all day were sea of red, if you like, all pointing downwards. Japan's Nikkei ending the day almost 8% lower. So the stock markets in Japan, South Korea, Australia and India, they are extending their losses for a third day, while the stock markets in mainland China, Hong Kong and Taiwan were closed for a public holiday on Friday. So that's why we're seeing even sharper sell-off in those markets.
The BBC's Marika Oy. Flooding rains, fierce winds, tornadoes wreaking havoc across parts of the South and the Midwest. At least 18 deaths blamed on the violent weather. TV's Dennis the Menace has died. Jay North played Dennis in the late 50s and early 60s.
He was 73. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 828 points. NASDAQ futures off 491. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS 70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
8:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Southeast corner of the Beltway still backed up. If you're coming up from Eastern Avenue, the Back River Bridge, and you're working your way up towards Pulaski Highway, there's a wreck at the ramp at Route 702, and it looks like we might still be down to just one lane at that point. So the backup is at least to the Back River Bridge, maybe beyond Eastern Avenue through Essex to 702 is an escape route if you'd like to head that way. Take a little while, but still got to get through there. We have all the weather-related delays on the rest of the Beltway, delays with the rain on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Much cooler temperatures today as a cold front makes its way through the mid-Atlantic. We're also dealing with some showers off and on today. 52 will be as warm as we get. The sun shines back tomorrow, but we don't warm up much. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown 43 degrees. Middle River has 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Thousands of people gathered in Baltimore yesterday. I'm sorry, that's Saturday, for the hands-off rally to speak out against the Trump administration and the Doge cuts led by Elon Musk. Organizers from the Free State Coalition say nearly 3,000 people took place in the demonstration at Baltimore City Hall, and their creative signs and energy were empowering. The 90-day Maryland General Assembly session is scheduled to end at midnight tonight. Last month, Governor Wes Moore and Democrats in the General Assembly reached an agreement on a framework for the 2026 state budget. Three people dead after a fiery crash on Saturday night. Maryland State Trooper was conducting a traffic stop at around 11 p.m. on the Beltway near Greenspring Avenue. A driver took off. Trooper did not give chase and had deactivated his emergency lights. A few minutes later, the trooper saw the vehicle fully engulfed in flames in a grassy area off the ramp to southbound I-83. According to the preliminary investigation, the Jeep was attempting to exit onto the ramp when the driver lost control, hit an embankment, and then a tree, and then caught fire. Driver and two passengers were pronounced dead at the scene. And the trial of the suspect accused of murdering a Harford County mother of five resumes today in Bel Air. During opening statements they were delivered on Friday in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, and the jury heard from Marisha Morin's family, who testified about the day she went missing in August 2023. It's 8:05. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, important. Keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnyStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Gunnar Henderson is back, but the returns are going to have to wait at least another day as the Birds fall to the Royals yesterday in Kansas City. 4-1 was the final. Baltimore managing only 5 hits in the process. Gunnar 1-for-13 in his first 3 games back. Here's the manager.
Gunnar hasn't gotten going yet, and you take away, or without Gunnar going 4-6, we're going to be a better team going forward.
Late night baseball for you tonight: Birds and D-backs in Arizona. Zach Eflin takes the hill for Baltimore. The first pitch is at 9:40 p.m. Alex Ovechkin is now the new king of hockey. Goal number 895 yesterday on Long Island. The Great Eight, however, is going to need a moment.
I'm probably going to need a couple more days, so maybe a couple weeks to realize what does it mean. To be number one.
Wayne Gretzky was in attendance, and so was Nicholas Backstrom, his line mate, his teammate for 17 years. And finally, the Blast season ended last night in a semifinal loss to the San Diego Sockers. 11-3 was the final in Oceanside, California. Coming up in 30 minutes, Denny Hamlin wins again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, a bombshell from the Doge team on how many illegal aliens are on receiving Medicaid. And how many of them are registered to vote. And, of course, politicians deny it, but they found the proof. Plus, take a look at Democrats and Gordon Chang. Others weighing in on the tariff battle. Top story here today is the last day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, known as Sine Die. It is at midnight tonight when it will conclude. And once again, historically, we're getting screwed. Taxpayers in the state of Maryland, when all is said and done, will get hammered with $1.6 billion in taxes. And those are going to be real things that we pay for. Now, we've been hit with fees. I think it was, 200 and some odd fees in the first year of Governor Moore. And yes. then went up 338 fees in year two. Permit fee increases, et cetera. Well, these taxes are even worse. This has been, I would say, the Moore administration. It means they're taking more of your money each and every year. That's what it stands
for. More for them and a whole lot less for you.
Yep. And $1.6 billion. Now, the $2 billion in spending cuts, that's a big question mark on that, spending and program cuts. And that might they're playing parlor games and parlor tricks down on Apple. So we'll have that coming up in just a second. But here's just the difference you can tell just in the content of this audio clip between a Democrat and Republican, how they approach the budget.
It's going to be crippling.
It's going to be hurting Maryland and Maryland homeowners and everybody.
It's exactly like O'Malley, because when you have a structural deficit and you know next year you're going to have another structural deficit, that means by definition you're overspending. So we're going to come back next year with another structural deficit, and the Democrats are going to say, well, what new lever can we pull to raise taxes on Marylanders?
That's all good, Mark Fisher. They're all Republicans, Delegate Kathy Shalega, et cetera. But he's absolutely right. There is still going to, as a surplus this year, some $300 million, okay, based on what they're projecting. But that could go either way based on what happens with federal funding. But there's a deficit next year, and there's a deficit in 2027 of $1.8 billion. So they're projecting two additional deficits. So what's going to happen there? You think these Democrats that run on this this state, lock, stock, and barrel, are going to come back and cut more of government services? And of course not. There's going to be another round of time. And there may be a special session this year. And here's the difference that I was mentioning between Democrat and Republican.
But I'm really, really proud of the work that was done. And again, tough decisions had to be made.
It's government's job to recess and pull back as opposed to continuing to go back to the taxpayers like in our piggy bank.
So Democrat delegate Kaylin Young, proud of the work that they have done.
Yeah.
Senator Justin Reedy saying it's just, you know, we have to go another rain into the piggy bank. They believe, the taxpayers, the Democrats believe, we are their ATM. Mm-hmm. It is their money, and they put their little debit card in whenever they want and take money from us whenever they need it.
Yeah, it always is a perception of you're keeping the government for spending the money we need. Well, it's not your money to spend. It's the taxpayers' money. And you only have the money by the legalized theft of raising taxes or raising fees. And then those who don't obey and pay your taxes or fees, they'll face penalties in this state. But the more logical thing they'll do is they'll just leave, dude.
Well,
they'll just go away.
Do you remember the millionaire's tax?
Yep. And the luxury boat tax.
Right. But the millionaire's tax, right after that, they did a study. There were like 2,100 millionaires in the state of Maryland. And after that tax, there were 1,500. And it's slowly going down each and every year because Maryland has become unaffordable, both to run a business,
Why stay?
And to live here.
Why stay?
Think about people.
I mean, really, you could be a millionaire pretty much anywhere you are.
Right.
Why stay? I mean, there has to be some understanding that people will respond to these kinds of stimuli. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, a man whose millions of followers appreciate him, Chuck Whitaker.
If I took my money and left.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
Left, right.
You've heard of the $3. You've heard of the Trail of Tears? This is the Trail of IOUs.
Yeah.
We'll find out who collects
on June the 20th.
Yes, we will.
Somebody's going to pay for all this.
Pedro says, come visit.
There's a police car, in the median, 95, right before the Beltway. So he's sitting there with his lights on. There's a car stopped northbound 95. There was an incident southbound 95, same area. So the southbound side is looking at it a little bit more than the northbound side. So we're backed up south of Camden Yards, and with the rain, just kind of aggravating that. We're getting, 1, 2, 3, there are 5 lanes, including the ramp lane right there. But they're looking at this police car in the median right after the Caton Avenue Bridge. The Beltway was still slow on the outer loop coming up to the wreck at beyond Chesico Avenue at Route 702. That's still there. We're slow with the rain. Parkville side, interloop at Greenspring. The west side started this morning at 610 with the rain. We're still backed up in the exact same spot, 795, all the way down to Frederick Road. There was a new wreck about 25 minutes ago, outer loop, Capitol Beltway to Wisconsin Avenue. They have those vehicles now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says cloudy chance of showers and rain on and off today, 52 for the high, rain tonight. Clears out tomorrow, it'll be sunny, breezier, but cooler. A high of only 50. Warming up a little bit of Wednesday, 54. And right now it is 45 with rain in Laurel and raining and 45 in Glen Burnie. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:16 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Please, it's time once again to head to the circus to find out which lefty has lost it. Enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and outsteps one of our favorites. Yes, it's Liawatha. It's It's Elizabeth Warren. Remember, 77 million people voted in favor of Donald Trump. 77 million people. Take it away, Liz.
Now, here's the trick in the game. They created a sandstorm hoping that we will be talking about 50 other things while they try to advance this budget. There's lots going on. There's tariffs. There's invading Greenland. Who knows what Donald Trump has done just while we've been standing up here. The only people who really support this are the billionaires themselves. Why do that? Because the Republican approach is deeply unpopular.
Yes, only the billionaires like Donald Trump. All 77 million of them, apparently. Again, 77 million voted for him. Only billionaires like him. If A, then B. If B, then C. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren. I can now finally join the Creepy Billionaires Club by your definition. Now get out of here.
Those creepy billionaires again.
Yeah.
Must be new syndrome or something. 817, and back to the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Here are Senator Justin Reedy and Delegate Ryan Naraki reacting to the last day of this historically expensive session.
We've had well over 300 fee and tax increases already in Maryland since Governor Moore took over. This would add more onto that. It's just not sustainable.
We have a fiscal crisis in Maryland, and we've done nothing to solve that crisis.
No, we haven't. And the other thing I think I wanted to point out is that, look, we understand that many, and the vast majority of those serving in Annapolis are lawyers, but there are some people who that own businesses and that are doctors and so on and so forth. And that's what you get when you have citizen legislators.
Yes.
Okay? Which is, I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is when there is a crucial bill that comes up and you're in a leadership position and it could benefit your company. Don't you think there should be recusal?
Yeah.
Or you should completely disclose exactly what's going on. Democrat Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson is backing legislation to strip trash incinerations from the state's renewable energy subsidy program. If that happens, it could directly benefit his solar company that now employs him. It's called CI Renewables. And if this bill passes, millions in taxpayer-funded renewable energy credits could be redirected from waste to energy plants to solar firms like CI Renewables, which he took a job with last year. All right? And I, again, work for whoever you want to. I don't care who you work for. But the question is, he said this was cleared. Quote, before I even considered this position with CI, I spoke to our ethics counsel. I made sure we had clear lines of where problems could arise in the case that there was something in Maryland I disclosed at all through all of our public filings. We'll continue to always disclose it. It's something that's really important. Can't be in a way that's personally beneficial. And we maintain very strict ethics rules here in Maryland. Well, I would challenge that. Because if you are, look, you disclose it, fine, okay? Yeah. That's step one. But step two is what happens, you know.
You can't be self-dealing.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
That's exactly what this is.
It gives the appearance
of. And he's a leader. It's not just an average rank-and-file senator or delegate that's voting here. Yeah. He's leadership. He can massage. He can manipulate. He can make sure certain things get in or don't get to the floor. Or somehow, like, there's some bills that get tabled, obviously.
Yep.
They go to his desk to die. And maybe this one, obviously, still is out there.
Yeah.
What they did, they rolled this into a larger energy package. This is Daily Caller that found this out. By the way, Baltimore Sun, not so much. But the Daily Caller did find this. I think it's a conflict. I really do.
I think, at the very least, it has the perception of self-dealing. And if that's the perception, you should avoid it if you want to be perceived of as honest. It's Caesar's wife time. I mean, behave as if you were Caesar's wife.
Yeah.
And behave so the perception is that you are above this kind of self-dealing and corruption.
All right, more Democrat parlor tricks to come, and maybe Dr. Miriam Rogers' driver will eventually confirm whether or not she's a resident of Baltimore County. It's 820. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there is a new accident, 95 southbound, as you're going down towards the airport cutoff. I'm trying to get a look at it now. But in the meantime, I think that was part of the reason that we were backed up in that area moving south towards the Beltway, and that police car was still in the median right before the Beltway. But I'm looking here now, and right there at the airport cutoff, there's nothing there, nothing south of that. So the wreck may be between the Beltway and I-195. There is slowing that continues as you're coming south from Camden Yards and down through that area. Just got a report of an accident. We can't see it. No cameras working on the JFX, but a report of an accident southbound near Cold Spring Lane. The camera at the city county line not showing any backup yet, but south of Northern Parkway heads up there, and we're still slow with the wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway coming up to the ramp at Route 702. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy chance of rain on and off today. It's going to be about 52. We've got rain right now, 41 in the Bel Air and 46 in Edgewater. Let's take a call here from John in Sykesville.
Morning, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hopefully you guys can help me out.
I'll try.
You know how, like, you know something, and you've just been stewing for a long time in your head. You're hoping that Trump knows it. So if you go way back towards COVID and stuff, a friend of mine works, he sells kitchen cabinets and stuff. So his boss, you know, Trump puts, like, a 10% tariff on China. So then, and then COVID hits, and then I hear that his boss is buying cabinets from Indonesia. And I said, well, that's cool. You don't want to feed the bear. And then, you know, he goes, no, we're still buying it from the same exact, he's still buying it from the same, he's Chinese, he's buying it from the same company in China. It's just going through Indonesia. So then it goes through, now it's through Malaysia. So fast forward till now, 5 or 6 years, I guess Lutnick is on with CBS, mm-hmm. and the woman's saying, why is Trump putting tariffs on a little island,
right.
down in the, I guess it was what, down in the Arctic Circle. I don't even know.
Yeah, the Heard Islands and Marshall Islands.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he says it's because China's laundered through other countries. It just made me feel so much better. They get what's going on. This is a war with China, and they can't say that because you know what the media will do.
Well, China has been engaging, and you're right. It's everything but kinetic. It's been economic. It's been cultural. It's been intelligence. You name it, and this is what they did with the car companies. The car companies, they went to Mexico and Canada. That you know they were able to escape tariffs under USMCA, and so that's what the reason why they had to put tariffs on every single country and or principality in the world, so that, that China would not find a loophole. That's what it's all about.
Yep. Yeah, it's a shame we have to do it this way, and I'm just into just tell it like it is. And you know, I think the American people can handle it, but the media will go nuts and just. This has to be done.
Is the media. It's also the Democrats and the Uniparty and the globalists. Look, the globalists are Trump knew this. The globalists were going to come after him. Once you start taking their money away.
Another point I like to make real quick is they're worried about these 401s and stuff. A lot of my friends, they're selling their kids' Xboxes to put food on the table. They've already cashed out their 401s. The percentage of people that are in the stock market aren't as much as they've done this to themselves because they've just beat up the middle class for so damn long.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's exactly. There's just not a lot of people that have access to it.
Power is what they think when they go. Oh, look at your retirement. What retirement fund? I cashed that out to pay my mortgage. You dumb jerks.
Yeah. John's a great point. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. The good news is House Bill 161. That's the one that would thrust the gender ID. Mm-hmm. Sex ed, that was killed in the Senate. But the bad news is House Bill 161 was then gutted, and a controversial new bill took its place. Here's Delegate Matt Morgan with Delegate Vanessa Atterbury.
Looking at this bill really quick, it looks like the Senate, the amendment they offered, they struck the entire bill and inserted a brand new bill with complete new language. What does the bill do?
Okay, I didn't hear. I was waiting on a question. So the bill creates a due process procedure whereby each county and the city has to follow the state regulation and curriculum guidelines. And if they don't, and the state is put on notice, then they have an opportunity to cure that deficiency. If they don't cure that deficiency, then they can have monies withheld from their jurisdiction.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. Okay, but notice when she uses the word guidelines. See what I think what this bill does now, because they couldn't get, they understand the parent opt-out was a non-starter. So what they did was they strip it out, and now they make it, well, here's the statewide curriculum. If you don't teach this curriculum, you're going to lose state funding.
Mm-hmm.
And she used the term guidelines, but I'd like to see the bill to see if it says requirements.
Yeah.
There's more to this story. We'll see if we can get the rest to it in the back half of the hour.
8:29 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Glenn Burnie Transmissions, and Jim Jennings Transmissions. Hey, they've joined up. They have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, that you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Companies, free area towing, great financing available from both. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or online you'll find them at gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or Jim Jennings Transmissions online, or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
More on tariffs coming up. It's 8:30. You're listening to The Morning Drive, and with latest news headlines, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The trial of the suspect accused of murdering a Harford County mom of five resumes today in Bel Air. Opening statements were delivered Friday in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, and the jury heard from Rachel Morin's family, who testified about the day she went missing in August of 2023. The defense for Martinez Hernandez presented its case in an effort to convince jurors that he was not the person who killed Morin on the Mon Paw Trail. The director of the Boulder City Board of Elections has passed away at the age of 71. A very strange story. Armistead Jones died Friday, just hours after he announced that he would be retiring, effective May 1st. Boulder City Democrat Delegate Melissa Wells announced Jones's death to members of the House on Saturday and offered prayers for his family. Kwesi Mfumi says Jones was an old-school friend and a real soldier who loved his job and cherished his city. City police investigating Sunday morning shootings that left one man dead, another injured in East Baltimore. One victim shot at the 1700 block of Asquith Street shortly after 2:30 in the morning. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. The second shooting was around 10:30 a.m. Man was shot in the head. A 1600 block of Cliffview Avenue, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Dundalk Heritage Fair, it's ended. Celebrating its 4th of July, 49 years it went, and now it's done. The Heritage Association in Dundalk says the fair attracted up to 20,000 people in its heyday with music, food, arts, and crafts. But over the last decade, support has dwindled. Organizers say there are fewer volunteers and patrons from the community, lower revenues due to 4 years of poor weather, and unsuccessful efforts to find a new sponsor because of economic uncertainty. Coming up next on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 842, your pick 4, 3768, and now at 833, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Still some slowing southwest side of 95 going down from Camden Yards in and out to the Beltway. It looks like if whatever there was an accident there south of the Beltway may have corrected itself now because the pace right here at the Caton Avenue Bridge has picked up. There's no backup at all northbound, but it's still raining, and there's spray all over the roadway, and then everybody's just responding to that. Same story on the Beltway, Parkville side, through Greenspring, and down the entire west side. And again, we had a report there was an accident southbound on the JFX in the area around Cold Spring Lane. We have no visual on that. And again, I'm looking back here just at the city-county line coming in from Ruxton Road. There's no backup there. So if it's at the area of Cold Spring Lane, it's not creating a backup, at least to the city-county line. Beltway southeast side still slowing from the earlier accident on the outer loop of the Beltway coming up into the ramps at Route 702. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Much cooler temperatures today as a cold front makes its way through the mid-Atlantic. We're also dealing with some showers off and on today. 52 will be as warm as we get. The sun shines back tomorrow, but we don't warm up much. Sunny and breezy near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Birds' bats were silenced yesterday by Royals starter Chris Bubich and three relievers, managing just five hits and a 4-1 loss to Kansas City. A right-handed dominated lineup was a post-game topic for manager Brandon Hyde.
Oh, it's more of we acquired and signed right-handed guys to face left-handed starters, and we're going to give them an opportunity, especially early in the year here, to hopefully handle handle left-handed pitching for us.
The only run scoring for Baltimore on a wild pitch after a Ryan Mountcastle triple. Orioles starter Cade Povich showed some grit yesterday, going six innings for Baltimore despite being tagged for four runs in the first two, in the process giving up a career-high 13 hits. Povich after the game.
It's kind of one of those days everything put in place seemed to find a hole. And I think it's kind of one of those situations you look at it and say, can either kind of give in and die here, or you know, figure out something to get through.
Orioles and Diamondbacks tonight from Arizona. Zach Eflin takes the hill for Baltimore. First pitch is 9:40 p.m. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays and Vlad Guerrero agree on a 14-year, $500 million contract. On the ice yesterday, hockey history was made on Long Island.
Strome crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Another superb call by Joe Beninati, number 895 for Ovechkin. The chase may be over, but not the season. Caps lose 4-1 to the Islanders, have lost 5 of 7, their worst stretch of the year. Five games left to play. NCAA championship game is set for tonight in San Antonio, Florida, and Houston. Gators topped Auburn behind 34 from Walter Clayton Jr. And Houston with one of the great comebacks in tournament history, down 9 with 3 minutes to play against the Duke Blue Devils. The Cougars came back for a 70-67 win. Women crowned their champion last night. UConn big over South Carolina, 82-59, the long-coveted 12th title for the great Gino Auriemma. And finally, Denny Hamlin does it again. His fifth win at Darlington yesterday, his second in a row, and the 56th of his career. William Byron finished second. Christopher Bell finishes third. The time now is 8:37 when we return dissing Roberto Clemente.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates have done something that really their fans did not appreciate at all, especially the Roberto Clemente family. They had a sign up in right field honoring Roberto Clemente for his great career, his picture, the number 21 he wore, etc. Well, they took it down because they had an alcoholic sponsor that they wanted to put their sign up.
Oh, no.
So they replaced the 21 Roberto Clemente with the sponsor sign.
Did you say an alcoholic sponsor?
It was an alcohol. Oh, okay. It was alcohol. All right.
Well, that's a little bit better.
Because I'm stupid. So the fans got, you know, all crazy. The Clemente family released a statement. The Pirates did a mea culpa. They moved the sign. They put Clemente back up in right field, his 21, his likeness, et cetera, and all is well after that.
Wow.
For the money.
Fired.
Yeah. Well, the marketing director, I don't know his name. Took full responsibility. My fault, my mistake, it won't happen again. But, you know, you can't make that. That's a mistake you can't make.
But here's the thing. The alcohol sponsor, they knew that they were going to get flack by taking Roberto Clemente down. So why would you want your brand?
That's a good point.
To be tied with, connected with.
I mean, maybe they didn't realize where they were going. I don't know. It would be hard to imagine they didn't realize where they were going. But could you imagine if something like that happened in Baltimore?
Yeah.
If Cal Ripken had a sign up there in right field and they took it down and put up a sponsor.
Yeah, and Cal's still alive. Yeah. He did not die in a plane crash either. So, I mean, you know, it's.
Okay, right.
That's even more weight to the situation.
As far as Pittsburgh is concerned, right. Yeah. But let's say Cal retired. You know, let's say they put it up, right? Even when he's alive and they take it down. My God. It'd be crazy. Yeah.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
That market director is now with with the Durham Bulls.
And his face is above home plate. Yes. Hit it with the baseball.
They're selling T-shirts with a bullseye sign.
He's hogging torpedo bats now. 8:39, 21 before the hour. Let's take a phone call. Jeff is in Pasadena.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. I want to talk about the tariff situation here. They're saying that, you know, there's going to be short-term pain. It'll hurt at first with higher prices on things until things will eventually settle out, but at first there'll be higher prices. Well, I don't know if you guys remember, probably a month or two ago, Elon Musk and Donald Trump were talking about all this, you know, money that they're this wasteful spending they're finding. They're going to cut that out. They were talking about sending out, I think, $5,000 checks to people. Do you remember that?
I do.
Well, how about just do half of that? Send out $2,500 checks right now to everybody to help offset the higher prices of things.
Yeah, Elon addressed this last week. He said he's still for the Doge checks to be cut to the American people, but it's up to the president, and he'll decide whether or not he wants to do
well,
that.
Well, let's be realistic. They're not going to send out $5,000 to everybody, but you know what? How about $2,500? And in addition to that, you know, every time there's a natural disaster in some other country, we send a couple $100 million there to a lot of people that don't even like us and hate us.
Right.
How about from now on, when there's a natural disaster somewhere, how about the government take that money and send out checks to people in this country? And if those other countries don't like it, you know, Donald Trump could tell them, in the words of the late, great Les Kinsolving, he could tell them to take a long walk off of a short pier.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see now, you're going to see the reshoring of American companies that are vital to our national security. We need to be able to make our own ships, build our ships, make our own planes, weaponry. We need to make sure that our health gear, the protective stuff that we didn't have during the pandemic, comes back. And even our pharmaceuticals.
Oh, my God. Most of the pharmaceuticals.
The pharmaceuticals are made in India and some in China, but a lot in India. So that needs to come back. The stuff that's important to our national security, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. And as far as the deficit, the debt. And you've got to be able to, if they pass the Trump tax cuts, which the Senate did pass a bill on Friday, they're going to have to get together with the House to see if it's going to fly or not. But the Trump tax cuts have to be extended. You've got to make them permanent.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you don't do that, then any amount of check that you cut is going to make up to a hill of beans. And I do think that the debt, we've got to get our country out of debt. And that's a big problem.
Abby Phillip over at MSNBC. She's MSNBC or she is CNN. I can't remember.
CNN.
She is a CNN. Abby Phillip had Scott Walker, former governor of the state of Wisconsin, on with her. You talk about getting fact-checked in real time.
He talked about cutting Medicaid, Social Security through DOGE, bringing those issues up.
Actually, he never talked. He explicitly said he would not cut Social Security.
Well,
That's exactly what he said.
At his rallies.
No, other people said about that, but I was there. I watched him.
Okay.
He did not say he was going to cut Medicaid.
Other people at his rallies who work for DOGE, who work for Elon Musk's organization, talked about those issues.
No, I was at the rally. Not a one of them said that. That's what protesters said, but nobody there actually
said Nobody said
Whoops.
That. Abby, nobody said that.
Do you think that there are risks here?
There are. People believe the lies that people are saying about
that. Being associated,
but that's not at all what they said. If people believe that Medicaid and Medicare is going to be touched, that's just a flat, outright lie. What he talked about are people who are over 120 years old,
well,
who clearly are not alive.
Well, the reason I brought it up is
Social Security or Medicare.
Okay, well,
that's totally wrong.
Yeah, and what he pointed out, by the way, he went on to say, listen, the thing to remember here is that it's not that those people are actually getting money, but they're factored in to the number of people necessary to trigger certain programs and certain benefits. So they're being triggered artificially. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680. And, of course, Abby Phillip, she was oblivious. 8:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Talking about oblivious, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Sure. Southbound 95, left tube, Fort McHenry Tunnel. A little slow there. It's slower than the right tube. Nothing there, though. It looks like we're coming out okay on the south end towards Key Highway. And in reality, 95 is not backed up too badly right now, despite the rain. 895 is still slow southbound from the east. Eastern Avenue Bridge area and the Urban Avenue ramp. Northbound 895 got a little bit slow. There was a broken down vehicle on the K-Trust Bridge northbound before you get to the plaza. I think that vehicle's out of the roadway now, but we did back up on 895 before the ramp at Poteet Street. That's still in the process of clearing. It looks like the wreck on the Beltway is still there. Last time I looked at it, 2-3 minutes ago, the outer loop was still slow coming up from the Back River Bridge, and the wreck was up at the ramp at Route 702. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy today, chance of showers throughout the day, and a high of 52. Rain continues tonight. Clears out by tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high of 50, warming up on Wednesday to 54. And right now, we're looking at 42 and rain in Pikesville, 45 in Annapolis. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, on social media over the weekend, a video went viral of a young boy who appears to be celebrating his 8th birthday at a park. And again, it was just a couple of people there. When all of a sudden, a group of strangers asked if they could join in and sing Happy Birthday, seemingly because there weren't that many people there to sing. They wanted to make this 8-year-old's boy, his birthday for this boy, very special. And here's how it sounded.
All right. His name is James. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well, it was the intent.
The thought.
The thought
that counts.
The thought that counts. Yeah. Not everybody can carry a tune.
Yes, she can if she has a very, very large bushel basket.
It's 8:46. You said Abby Phillip was oblivious. I find that's her natural state.
Yes. It was amazing. I mean, she was absolutely oblivious to what Scott Walker was saying. And then you move from her to what is actually important in what's going on right now. Gordon Chang, who has a much better long view than most in this culture, as to what happens between nations. He says, look, Trump's tariffs, it can finish China off.
They don't get a benefit directly to those people, but they count for money that gets allocated to different departments in their budget. And they shouldn't be. If somebody is no longer alive, they should be able to count that.
So I guess my fundamental question was, what are the risks here of Elon dabbling in elections for Republicans going forward?
Well, again, I think in the end, he's going to have to continue to make the case, keep giving actual examples of what they're doing.
Yeah, that, of course, was not Gordon Chang. One more time, that was Scott Walker from Wisconsin. Yeah, Elon's got to keep making the case. And as for the case for tariffs, Gordon Chang.
I think that Trump could very well go down in history as the Ronald Reagan of our century. And the reason is China right now, because Xi Jinping has turned his back on consumption as the basis of the Chinese economy, his only way out is to export more.
Yeah, think about that. What he's saying is, if China can't export more and more and more and more, they've oriented their entire economy on the export business. What Trump is doing here is throwing a spanner into the works, basically. He's saying, China, here, now you go ahead and export. Knock yourself out. And then China says, well, we're going to put tariffs on you, too. All right, we have other sources. We are the largest consumer market in the world. If they don't have us, any country doesn't have us as a place to sell their goods and services, that country has problems.
Nobody can replace the U.S. market, the world's largest, and certainly not in the short or intermediate term. And Donald Trump's tariffs, when we're talking 65%, that basically closes off most of the Chinese, most of the American market to Chinese goods.
Period. If it closes most of the American market, Temu, see you later. I mean, which is a Chinese company you see online all the time, selling everything. But
dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap. But this is the kind of thing. Funny, I meant to tell the story the other day. Some time back, I had a good friend who came over to help me with a project with a motor. He took one of my my C-clamps and put it on. It was not the C-clamp. It was, at any rate, he took a pliers. It was the slotted pliers. Clamped it down. It was a Chinese made. The metal snapped.
Yes.
The metal snapped. It looks real pretty until you go to use it. And he looked at me and said, this is why you buy American.
Exactly. I made that mistake years ago. I bought some
channel lamp.
I bought some outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
And I just did not look to see where it was. By the time you order it online, it gets there. It's in China. What? You know, the furniture literally lasted one summer.
Yeah.
One summer, it just completely unraveled. I vowed never again, and I will not buy.
You know, Chang said, one other thing, the tariffs, particularly judged on what other people have been doing to us, the tariffs that Donald Trump is proposing is doing, they're more than justified.
Xi Jinping now has no answers at all, and his economy could very well fail because of what President Trump is doing. And what President Trump is doing is absolutely justified.
Absolutely, 100%, completely justified.
And Trump, I think, he plays a multi-chess level, okay?
Yep.
And I think there's something else at work with these tariffs besides the reshoring, this by taking care of the middle class and the working man. He's gonna check that box. He's gonna check the national security box. And then I think what's going to happen. I'm not an economic expert, obviously, but I've heard somebody say that what he's doing is setting up the table for, you know, I think the first big opportunity to refinance our debt comes up this year. Mm-hmm. And the actions he's taking now is going to lead eventually, he thinks, to lower interest rates. And he's going to use those lower interest rates to refinance our debt and save us trillions of dollars on the refi. Yeah, he's a real estate guy. He gets all that. He knows how to refinance and buy parcels of land and make them more valuable by refinancing in with interest rates and stuff. So we'll wait and see. This is not going to be – this is just 78 days in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more to come.
Dust has yet to settle on this.
Yeah. It's 8:51, and, you know, Rescue Natural Supplements want me to remind you that as we hit the springtime and people start working out and they start, walking or bicycling, canoeing and running, you know, we start using muscles that we haven't used perhaps all winter long if you haven't been working out. So, whether you're a weekend warrior or whether now you're just a warm weather warrior, you might have some stiff aches and muscle pain and joint aches or whatever. Glyco Plus is an incredible formula. I've been taking it for years due to my injury to my left knee from football. I tore my ACL and was never got surgery because then it was career ending. There was no sense in really getting any surgery because I wasn't going back on the football field. So to make a long story short, you know, it was bothering me for the longest time. Then I started taking Glyco Plus and I wake up. It's not stiff. I don't have any pain in the joint whatsoever. Now, I'm not going to be able to go out and play a game, but at the same time, you know, when you get older and you start having these aches and pains, it's nice to know there's something you can do that's all natural. It's not going to mess up your liver or your other internal organs. Glyco Plus, buy one, get one free right now. Use the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order it online at res-q.com. Use the coupon code RELIEF.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120. The Rob Carson Show.
Why have we not been able to be great? Why have we let these cities fall into decay? Well, because they've been run by Democrats. And then the people in charge of our country have stolen trillions of our dollars and enriched their cronies. Well, you could have taken care of all the homeless people in this country. You could have taken care of all these ills. There's no reason why we should have cities lying in decay like this. It has been utterly, utterly ridiculous.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Regent of Ridiculousness. This afternoon from noon till 3, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I just invented that word. It's 8:53.
I understood it.
Traffic and weather on the
street. I'm ignorant. What do I know?
Chuck Whitaker.
The late slowing, if you're going to Annapolis, I-97 from Benfield down through the ramp here, Route 32, still very slow. They're reacting to the rain. It finally gets better after the bridge at 178. So it's moving, but it's really slow. But everybody's hanging in there this morning through Annapolis, the Bay Bridge, Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway through there with the rain. Everybody's okay. The lanes are open. You just have to continue to watch your speed. You'll have your low beams on for a while with the rain continuing. At one point, again, there was a wreck reported southbound JFX at Cold Spring Lane. Never saw the backup through the city county line. Doesn't mean it's not there, but none of the cameras work on the expressway after Northern Parkway all the way through the ramps downtown. The wreck on the outer loop at 702 is gone. That backup from the area of the Back River Bridge has cleared, but the Beltway is still slow. Parkville to Towson, inner loop at Green Spring. It ain't going away anytime soon. It's still 795 down through Frederick Road over on the west side.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather chance is cloudy today. Chance of a shower on and off. 52 right now. Rain 44 in Glen Burnie. 41 in Bel Air. You know, Bruce, you know, most people when they visit Disney, they remember to take their ears off before they return to work. Kim Klasick,
live. Still has the Disney ears on, folks.
Thanks. That would be great, wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh.
That would be great, she said. Slyly taking the hat off.
Yeah. No, thanks, guys. I'm so happy to be back. But Olivia did have a blast Disney. And she finally met Princess Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Wow.
Yes, she got to take pictures with her. She got to dance with her. It was crazy how they allow, you know, so many of these characters to be with the kids. So she had a good time.
Yeah, I'll tell you a real funny quick story. When I took my two boys, they were 9 and 6, okay. And so I'm thinking, yeah, boys, you know, they're just, you know, they'll like the rides and all the other games and stuff. And I never signed up for any of the character stuff. Okay.
Okay.
That's all they wanted to do.
Was meet the characters. Because that's their celebrity. You know what I mean? But like Belle is Kim Kardashian.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Plus, they live with a character.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So. Thank you very much.
Yes. So I got lots to talk about. I don't want to go back too far because I'm sure Andrew Langer has already touched on so many things that I missed. And, you know, he did a great job, by the way, in my absence. I got to listen to the show here and there. But I did want to talk about, obviously, what's going on in Annapolis. Today is sign and die. The Senate has a big job to do. I just don't think that they're going to do the job that we want them to do. But we will talk about it. I also saw when we made national headlines over the weekend, Newsmax was talking about the Reparations Commission that went through. You know, they embarrass us so much in the state. It's wild. You know, there were so many comments. They were like, wow, we thought California was the worst state in America. It's possibly Maryland. And, of course, I didn't say anything, but I'm thinking, it's us.
But I still think it's California, but we're closing the gap very quickly.
Californication.
And you're still looking at, look, even after all this historic tax increase, which is going to pass tonight, we're still going to have structural deficits in the out years. And I still think there's a special session in our near future because, you know, once federal funding starts getting pulled because of all this nonsense that they're doing down in Annapolis, they're going to find themselves in even more we're going to find ourselves in financial trouble.
Yeah, well, in addition to that, if indeed Donald Trump does what he's indicated he's going to do, which is something we've both recommended, and that is move some of the departments that make no sense to be in D.C. to where they're more appropriate. Take agriculture and put it in Des Moines, Iowa. Take commerce and put it, you know, in New York City or something. Then there'll be fewer federal and state employees here, and that means a lower tax base. They're going to have to raise taxes on those of us who remain. Yeah.
But will we get rid of the Democrat stronghold in Maryland if they move?
Maybe.
Can we get a couple more seats? I don't know. What? I don't know.
Kim Klasick for governor.
right. Well, we have so much to talk about, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, welcome Kim. Welcome back. Yeah. We missed you. 8:58, 2 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So, listen to this. Antonio Garcias is a member of the Doge team.
Yep.
Okay? And when I saw this video, it floored me because this to me is, I've been talking about this for the longest time. We even asked Senator Reedy about it, about illegal aliens getting Medicaid, and he said, on an emergency basis, they can get it. If they go to the ER, they can qualify Medicaid. But they're not supposed to be getting Medicaid. Guess what Antonio Garcias of Doge found recently?
What we find here is that a legitimate program was, what I'll use, abused. So they allowed people that were illegals at the border to come in legally. They were giving people at times notices to appear. And what that allows you to do is come in the country and then you schedule a court date, which is like 6 years out. 6 years out is the average, by the way. It could be longer than that. And while you're waiting for your court date, you could fill out an asylum application. Once the application's in, you can file another form, 765, to get work authorization. Once you get that, you get a 766, and we automatically send you a Social Security card in the mail. No interview at all. That is the majority of the growth you see in these numbers. We found that every benefit that was being accessed by these people, 1.3 million of them are on Medicaid right now, today. And by the way, it's just ramping. It's just starting. And we looked at the voter rolls, and we found that thousands of them registered to vote in a handful of states. And then we went even further with those friendly states and found that many of those people had actually voted. It was shocking to us. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah.
And this is the tip of the iceberg.
1.3 million on Medicaid, thousands registered to vote, and thousands actually voting. And just tip of the iceberg, that's what they found. And we've suspected this all along.
Yep.
All right, tomorrow, more on Dr. Rogers and where does she live? Till then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.